Everybody loves Dynamite.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And
but he run inside.
There you go. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Look how funny Buzz is. See the sign Buzz put up on his studio window?
Quarantine Ward White, you're in bad shape?
Oh, man. It's like a roller coaster. Right now, I feel pretty good.
We had the meeting today, and he came into the meeting wearing his... show Mike what you had on. You got your gloves and your mask.
And his mask. Surgical mask.
He enjoyed walking all over the building with that little get-up on.
Because even when you're sick, who doesn't enjoy a sight gag?
That's true. And, you know, I think we ought to take a lesson from the Japanese, and maybe we should cover our mouths when we're ill, perhaps.
I saw a lady driving...
I see no lesson to be learned from the Japanese.
Well, aren't they the country
Mike?
That...
I'm sorry.
What were you thinking?
I'm so sorry.
Arizona!
Yes, Rob, I'm so sorry.
I forgot that I am in a room of super patriots.
Here's why this is a great day. Let me be the one to say, weekends here have a can of beer.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
we don't have the VI isn't there to say it?
No. KVI. King Village Idiot is not here.
He is the King Village Idiot.
So, today Joe's going out to interview the people from the Apprentice tryouts.
Right.
Here in D.C. Beth Ann makes contact with Joe at 8:30 this morning. The tryouts are like 9 to noon or something.
All right.
So then, we don't hear anything from Joe all day.
Wow.
I arrived to work about 1:30. Right. Beth Ann says, I've not heard anything from Joe at all.
Oh, dear.
He's not showing up with the tapes. He's not showing up with anything. We can't get him.
I'm worried.
Finally, someone contacts Joe. He's at home. Now, this is dangerous and funny because this means Joe is editing down on his software at home.
Right.
What he considers to be the best material.
He's got all the latest equipment.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, based on the last time that we did that bit with the stuff that the guys in the back room heard,
right?
You know, who knows? It couldn't be worse.
Yes.
But Joe's done this and not told anybody about it, but it's cool because now everything is fine. Joe's going to be to work shortly with the disc.
Job done.
I have a question. This is a political question. Rob, do you normally help him with that when he brings it back in?
No.
Okay, all right.
What we normally do is we will dump it straight from the cassette into the computer.
But are you there? Are you around when this happens?
Yes, he has edited on his own before.
Because I'm thinking after yesterday, when Rob kind of vetoed his question, that maybe
that had something to do with it.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
Here's John.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Johnny.
Most of the time, we just take it and dump it down and leave it pretty much as is.
You know what I think it is? You told him not to bring back any bad ones, so I think he edited out the bad ones to make sure that he didn't do that.
Here's why.
And he's done his own editing before.
Why?
He just hasn't lately.
Concerned about his...
Well, there's more to the story.
Yes, there is. So, this is all building up to the real point of the story.
Oh, I see.
So now it's 2 o'clock, and all is right, because Joe has been found, and he's at home, and about 2:20, Beth Ann comes in and says... Joe's got an emergency.
Oh, dear.
Joe stopped at 7-Eleven on his way to work.
Yeah.
Joe has locked his keys in his car.
Right.
And the disc is inside his car.
Huh. Hello.
With the completed work, along with the keys to his apartment and everything else. So Beth Ann drives Joe over to 7-Eleven,
right,
where they spend what seems to be minutes upon minutes upon minutes looking at it, running around the car, looking at it, seeing how they could get in.
Right.
Beth Ann said it was devastating because they could see this disc, yet they could not get in. They tried the hanger thing.
The other bad thing is that Tracy was in the car and she wanted out.
Tracy, baby.
Hey.
So they spent, you know, talk about clock management with the Eagles last week. This was like Beth Ann and Joe running out the last five minutes
really
of the Super Bowl.
Getting down to the wire and not being able to get into the car.
The way it was described to me was they spent 4 or 5 minutes, each of them, one on the left side, the other on the right side, saying,
right,
okay, I can see it. I can see the disc. and then they would put the hanger down. So at that point, they decided they would leave the disc in the 7-Eleven in Joe's car and come back to the radio station because somebody has to set the studio up. That's part of their job every day.
Sure.
Right.
So they came back, set up the studio, and at that point, I walked by and saw them doing this, and I said to Rob, why are Beth Ann and Joe here? And Rob said, well, they're setting up the studio.
Right.
I said, they should be trying to get into Joe's car.
Absolutely.
So then I said, Rob, you go in and do the studio, and have them go out and see if they can break into Joe's car.
Sure.
And now we're on the air.
Right.
And neither Joe nor Beth Ann is here.
Well, Beth Ann's here.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, she's here.
When did she get?
I mean, Beth, she was just here before we went on the air.
Beth Ann's here. Beth Ann's not here.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
All right. Well, there you are.
She is here.
All so right. Did you? What did
I
you?
Heard the blasphemy.
What did you? The blasphemy.
Yeah,
what
did, please.
What did you do?
I looked at it for 4 minutes. No, he did not. I mean, he didn't have a hanger, so I had to try to find a hanger.
I have a Slim Jim. You should have called me.
Oh.
You have a Slim Jim?
Of course.
Can we borrow it, Buzz?
They're delicious.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have to go to my house.
Forget that.
Okay.
Okay, so he's back up there trying to get into the car.
And how's he trying? Is he still trying the hanger thing?
Yeah.
You might remember that movie that was based on the life of Buzz Burbank, It Takes a Thief, Gone in 60 Seconds.
You know, if worse comes to worse, break the glass. Or call one of those tow truck guys to come out with that thing that Buzz has at his
house.
No,
all you need to do is call a cop. You call a sheriff.
That's right.
You call a Fairfax County sheriff, and they'll be able to probably jimmy that.
When they hear it's a show emergency.
Yeah, when they hear it's for the Todd and Mike show, they'll be right out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sheriff Taylor.
Okay, I'll do that right now. Because he's still there.
He's still there. Do we have
a
cell number?
What kind of car does he have?
It's a little...
It's a Bentley. Mike, it's a Bentley.
It's a Bentley.
It's a Bentley.
It's a 55 Bentley.
What is it, seriously?
It's a teal-colored little car.
I think it's a Camry.
Toyota?
Yeah, you know, again, there's that country.
Yeah, but you know, nowadays, it's not like the old days where you could easily get into a car.
No. Anyway, listen,
we'll see.
Of course I'm making fun of the situation, but the truth is, here we are doing the show, ready for the segment, and the tape, the disc.
Did you plan on the segment being in the front of the show?
Well, unfortunately, we have other stuff.
we do. Listen, you always have other stuff.
Yes. Well, no, not really. We're going to do it in the second segment. Bye, Beth Ann.
Bye.
But it's just the principal now.
The studio's set up. Joe's edited the man on the street down to the best possible segments. All we have to do is get it out of the car.
I hope his cell phone isn't in his car.
Buzz is eternally the optimist when it comes to his protege, Joe.
My virus-covered glass is half full.
Buzz is always very protective of Joe. Joe. We love Joe. It's what makes this place so great.
I know. Oh, there's the hotline.
Oh, I bet that's Joe calling in. Hello.
You ding-dongs.
You ding-dongs. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I'm on my way to my car right now.
How are you on the way to the car?
And why are we ding-dongs?
Because you got the story all wrong.
Joe, did you lock your keys in your car along with the disc?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that part's right. Nothing much to get more than that.
Okay.
That's right. And you don't have to spin it into a tail. We just tried to get in with a hanger wire. It's about 20 below out here in the wind, so...
Yeah, now, who's
yeah, let's
spinning,
talk about spinning,
spinning
tails
now. But wasn't it an entertaining story, Joe?
Oh, yeah, I was riveted.
You
got the TSL out of me.
You should have been. Oh, I love it when you use inside terms.
Yes, I know.
Total stupid loon. TSL.
Joe's...
DA.
He's had a day.
He's had a day. So, he sure has.
So, Joe, listen, to me it seemed like 10 minutes. Perhaps it was actually 5 minutes when you guys were running around the car like doing the Chinese fire drill. Whatever.
We never ran around the car.
Okay. Well, does that mean that the disc is here?
No, it does not.
So, what are you doing now to facilitate the disc showing up at the station?
I am driving back from my house where I got an extra key for my car.
So
I could grab my bag of tricks, which includes the CD, and drive back to the station. I should be there. I got 307. I should be there about a quarter after.
Who's been transporting you back in from the 7-Eleven?
Well, Beth Ann came and got me.
Uh-huh.
But how are you doing it now?
Oh, I'm in the station. What is this, 4Runner?
Oh, you're in the WJFK truck?
Yeah.
Joe, just out of curiosity, this bag of tricks you mentioned?
Yes.
Is that a reason why you wouldn't want assistance from a police officer?
Joe?
No, I'm not holding. I never carry.
Good boy. Good boy, Joe.
Joe, how is the quality of the interview today? Because, you know, you edited this. I mentioned that. That's going to be part of the fun, that we have no choice as to what we're hearing. How do you think it went?
Pretty good. I interviewed 12 people, mm-hmm. and it starts out really good. The people that were in the front of the line are very excited and giddy, and as you get to about the 600th person in line, they're not too happy and giddy to be standing in the cold, cold wind.
Right. I just heard that 20 below where you are right now.
Wind chill. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Well, Joe, we'll see you shortly.
Yes. I got all kinds of characters, too.
Well, that's good.
Okay,
we're looking
good.
Forward
Thank
to
you,
it.
Joe.
Sure.
So glad we solved this riddle.
Quite a riddle it was.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Joe Spin Zone.
The only thing that
20 below zero.
The only thing that both of them were concerned about was the fact that okay, I embellished them just running around the car like they're doing the fire drill.
That was the issue. The fact that whether we had the disc or not didn't matter.
But that's what I pictured them doing.
Yeah.
In any emergency situation, that's what I picture Ben
and Joe
doing.
They were running around that car like a dog chasing its tail.
that's what I say. Oh, and also I want to say thanks again to our local station, our affiliate, WJFK.
Do this time?
Well, no, it's the great cable TV we have.
Oh, yeah.
We watched a show today on a channel that I'm in love with.
What?
It's called the Attention Channel.
Have you ever seen the Attention Channel?
Buzz is watching it right now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's a channel that has a slide on that says, Attention.
Your Explorer set-top is not authorized for use. Please call this number.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the channel now that we're getting, so just thanks. Every time someone would walk by the office, they'd say, what are you watching?
Now, Don...
And I would say I'm watching the authorization. Attention channel.
All right. Cable subscribers can't get that channel, Don.
No.
It's a premium.
You have to go through a very special process. You have to, I think, skip paying your bills 2 months in a row.
That is correct.
That's right. How you get this channel. Not just 1 month. You have to wait 2 months without paying.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I foolishly thought that it was a problem with the computers or something. So Tony... Oh, yeah. Hold on, here he is.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Yeah, so he came downstairs and he looked at the hardware and plugged it, unplugged it, and then he said, well, yep. It's very simple. We did not pay the bill.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Bingo.
Thank you, Tony. appreciate that.
You're right.
Very much. Okay, we're going to play the Groner.
The Groner. Hey, it's going right. It's going great, Beav.
It's great.
This is our best show
Living
ever.
Living great, Beav.
Forget the music.
We didn't pay that bill either, apparently.
No. Just give up on the music. Just give up on it. It's way too much build-up for the Groners.
It's not the Groners.
That's right, it's not the Groners, it's...
The Intruder.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you that I have pre-played today's edition of...
The Intruder.
And did that.
I was a loser. I was a loser. There are five Groners. One was written by Rob. That one is...
The Intruder.
Four. Oh, it's the other way around?
Yes.
Five Groners. Four
total.
Written by the great Rob Spiewak.
Right. Four written by me, four one from, by the service.
Okay, so the service is the Intruder today.
Yes.
The Intruder.
Who did the voice for the Intruder?
John Norman. John Norman.
Tell me!
John Norman, I just told you.
Oh, I'm sorry,
It's all slowed down and everything.
The Intruder.
I love it.
All right, so... Four of these are from the service.
No.
Four of these are from Rob. One is from the service.
The Intruder.
A total of five. We have to guess which one was not written by Rob Spiewak.
Is this why I lost the game before?
One reason.
One reason. Okay. What season has just begun for Chinese Catholics?
What?
Rent.
Okay. That's pretty good.
The Intruder.
What video game system is number one with civil rights leaders?
Malcolm Xbox?
That's right, Mike.
Intruder.
What type of soap does Marg Helgenberger use? C.S. Ivory.
The Intruder.
What rapper has the worst posture?
Which one?
Stoop Doggy Dog.
The Intruder.
And who is the cleanest rock singer?
Who?
Steril Crow.
The Intruder.
Oh, man. Wow, that's tough. I think it's one of the last two. Hey, now.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
So, let me make sure I got this.
The Intruder.
Make sure I got this right. It's Rent. You know, that's like, Chinese.
That's Spiewak all the way.
Uh-huh. The Malcolm Xbox.
Again.
Yes.
Spiewak.
Ivory.
Yep.
Stoop Doggy Dog. Steril Crow.
Could be the service.
Now, the rules are as such.
The Intruder.
Four of these were written by somebody, and one of them was written by somebody else.
Exactly.
Now,
the object of the game is to spot the intruder.
Okay, how many did you write again?
I wrote four.
Four.
One was written by the service.
And that one is?
The intruder.
Okay, Mike, which one is the intruder?
I believe the intruder is Sterile Crow.
Buzz.
I'm going to say the intruder is Stoop Doggy Dog.
We have two big losers today on the intruder. Okay. Robbie, which one was yours?
The intruder. No, there are four of them are mine.
Yes, we know.
Intruder.
The intruder.
Yes.
Was Rent.
Wow. Yes. That was the best one, I hate to tell you.
Oh, well.
The intruder.
That's how we play.
Wow. That's how we play.
The intruder. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. True story. He was a neo-Nazi. The intruder. Enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised. The intruder.
Don't worry, Mike. You can still win money in the bonus round.
Shut up.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. The Intruder and all the ships at sea.
Shut up!
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Hara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike show new episode on Friday.
Friday.
Let's get retarded. 021105.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Thank you, Buzz. And retarded. And let's get retarded. Don and Mike show. And it's February 11th. I just saw that, too.
Yeah, both ways. You see it the other way when she ran down towards the desk?
She's no,
flying down the hallway.
I only saw the shot from the desk back towards the office. Yes, that was
DA yeah. Can move.
That was the beautiful Beth Ann McBride.
Mm-hmm. She can move like a blur.
Baby, run for us, baby. Mm-hmm. Run.
Flying down that hallway.
Yeah.
Flo Jo McBride.
Wow.
Listen, here we are. It's the Don and Mike show, and it's February 11th, 2005. You're the monkey.
Yep.
And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
Last year was Year of the Monkey. You're still writing that on your checks. It's now the Year of the Rooster.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
I want to tell everybody that today, the buses and the trucks, the trailer, tractor trailers, left Fenway Park to bring the equipment down to Florida.
from Canada. I know that's important. I just want to get phone numbers out.
Yes, go ahead.
800-636.
I was going to say, it wasn't from Canada.
800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067.
Yeah, it was great.
Heard that.
Yeah, I read that today. Those stories are written for idiots like me.
I heard you open that can.
Yeah. Yeah, they wrote that story in the Boston Globe for an idiot like
You've not heard me say, I heard you open that can.
Well, what happened was,
All of the equipment is going down south.
You know what that can is?
The intruder.
Yes, it is.
That's what that can is.
I'm going to destroy it.
Well, I'm glad.
It's destroyed.
I'm glad you're happy.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the upcoming baseball season.
Sure. I'm excited for Valentine's Day.
Well, of course you are.
But you're not.
No, hold on. You're going to love this.
Really?
You are going to love this. For personal reasons.
Okay.
Let me get into this as briefly as I possibly can.
All
which
right.
For me, when you know, sit back for a good 10-minute story. My wife. My wife.
Frida.
Yes.
Frida, your wife.
Frida is my wife.
Yes.
Has been, will be. Now, a diatribe on this show, I don't know if it was this week or last week, the topic, she said, you know, don't get me anything for Valentine's Day. I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Don't buy me anything. Do something, you know, it was dumb stuff I'd never do, like go on a walk in the woods you know, meditate or whatever it was.
Light some candles.
You know, but don't get me anything. That's what she says. Uh-huh. That's where I'm going to start.
All right.
So this morning, I get up, we're doing our stuff, we're talking, blah, blah, and I see her going through the phone book, uh-huh. And she's being real secretive. I said, what you looking for? She said, don't bother me. I'm looking for something. I said, what are you looking for? She said, something for you for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I said, wait a minute, hold on. you can't get me anything for Valentine's Day because I'm really not getting you anything. I'm going to do as you requested.
Uh-huh.
For the first time ever, I'm not going to buy a gift for Valentine's Day. She said, I don't want a gift. You got me too much for Christmas, but I'm going to get you something.
Oh.
And I said, well, I'm fine with that. And I left the room. Then she came downstairs and she said, you know, I don't think I'm going to get this for you, but I'm going to tell you what it was. It was kind of a big gift. I said, oh, okay, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
She said, a tanning bed. Now, Mike, hold on. This is why you are going to love this.
Yeah.
Please wait.
Yeah.
Please wait.
Yeah.
I say to her, why would I want a tanning bed? She said, well, you get so tanned all the time. You're tanned all the time.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I get tanned. But, and my kids me even like says that I'm George, what's his name? George
Hamilton.
You've called
George
me that
Hamilton.
Before.
Well, you tan and it hangs on to you for like 10 months.
And
naturally.
I love going outside all the time.
As opposed to me, you know, where I look like I'm coming out of a manhole cover.
Casper.
Right. Hi there.
But I, you know, I get tanned, and I've never gotten a tanning booth thing. It's just not my bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, no thanks. I'll pass on it. Then she came back my way 10 minutes later and said, you know what? I think for Valentine's Day, this is Frida talking now.
Uh-huh.
I got hiccups.
Said, I think I want to get that tanning bed for me for Valentine's Day.
Huh.
What would you think about that? And, you know, because I'm a pushover, I said, sure, you know, whatever makes you happy.
Oh, boy.
So now this is going, hold on, and this is why you're going to love this, Mike. Now this is going from don't get me anything for Valentine's Day to offering to get me something that I've never had a desire and never,
right.
really something she wants because she's still on this whole plastic surgery kick and everything. So now she's going to get the tanning bed, and I say, okay, what the hell?
Uh-huh.
I go upstairs, she's on the computer again. I see PayPal. I say, what are you on PayPal for? She says, for my tanning bed. I said, why? She said, because I got it from eBay.
Oh, my God.
Mike?
Oh, my God.
Mike?
shall I tell you what happened? People should realize years ago, my ex-wife...
Yes, we had all of this on the show.
Purchased the tanning bed...
I remember.
...over eBay from a woman who never delivered it.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking this woman to court.
Right.
And this woman spent some time in jail... And then we couldn't prove intent to defraud, and she walked.
Right, I know.
And we were out thousands of dollars.
Wow.
So when you bring that up and you say a tanning bed on eBay,
I remember
freak out.
So,
God, I still remember the woman's name.
So I say to Frida, listen, baby, I don't begrudge you. You know, and sometimes I love talking like, you know what works with her sometimes when I talk like Bernie Mac?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Bernie Mac, I love Bernie Mac.
Very sick Bernie Mac.
Yeah, but he's been sick for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just coming out now with whatever it is he's got.
Right.
But he's got that way. America, what do I do with a baby girl? Come here, baby girl. And I say to him, I say, America. And he has a way about him.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't speak that effectively with Frida, but I lay on the babies. And, you know, oh, come on, baby.
Baby, what do you need a tanning bed for, huh?
I say... If you wanted a tanning bed...
Oh, baby, go down to the tanning store.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, why wouldn't you just go to the store? She said, oh, because they're cheaper on eBay. And I didn't even bring up the whole Mike bought one and never got it. And besides...
She had to remember that, though.
And besides, I got a problem with eBay anyway. It's just me speaking, just the Howard Hughes germ-phobic side of me, that you're buying some piece of junk from some other person that may be loaded with cooties and... DNA, and you never know really what you're getting.
Right. And so, eBay does a great job helping you when that happens.
So she
really, really helped us.
So she says that never mind, it's going to be fine. And I said, okay, whatever. And she leaves the house and she goes to work. Goes to her job. That's fine. She's gone about a half an hour. Phone rings. And I don't recognize the area code. It says unknown caller, but it gives the number.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick it up and I go, hello. Guy goes, no exaggeration on the voice.
Is Frida there?
I said, no, she's not. May I help you?
Yes. the credit card information she gave me about the tanning bed is not correct.
Oh, dear.
I said, oh, hey, Rob, would you pick that up?
Oh, who could this be?
Who do you suppose it is?
I don't know. Maybe it's Santa Claus.
Hello?
Either Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny.
Hold on one second. Mrs. Bunny would like to know if you'd like to speak to her.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Hang on. Sure. So the guy says, hold on, I'll get my wife on this. Hi, honey. Hello?
There are a few things that I wanted to clear up.
It's so the guy says to me, let me just finish, and then you can give your rebuttal if you like. All the right. Guy says,
yeah, just a couple of the numbers on the credit card were not quite right.
Uh-huh. And this is just some guy that's calling me. I'm not going to give this guy, you know, credit card information on the phone.
Absolutely. Right.
So I said, no, I'm afraid that you'll have to call my wife later. And he said,
I'll just try her on her cell phone. Is that 703? And
she's giving this guy the phone. I said, yeah, right. Yes.
And both his things appear to be fishing for information.
That's right. You deranged eBay mass murderer. Yes. Here's my wife's telephone. You know, good hunting. So.
All right. Let me clear up some things about eBay.
Please.
I don't know how it was when that was a few years ago. But I paid with an American Express card. You don't get billed. If you don't get it, they don't charge you. So I have a layer of protection. That doesn't stress me.
Well, yeah, you know, I would say our thing was probably very isolated.
And condoms are 99% effective,
it's
too.
It's an amazing coincidence. When I heard the story, I was freaking out. Because I was going back to that. I was going back to that horrible, horrible time.
I thought of you, and I would never, and I know that eBay was newer then. So I don't even know if they had this kind of setup. But I'll buy anything online. And pay with my American Express. I know they're people.
Were you doing a commercial for them?
Well, yeah.
Stop it, Robert De Niro.
The same. MasterCard's the same, but I know they take it right off your bill. They're all the same. All the charge cards are the same.
Okay. So is that the only part of the story that you'd like to clarify?
Well, and the other thing, it's not a Valentine's Day present. It's just something, and I'm embarrassed you're even talking about it because it's so stupid, and I know it's not good for me, and I won't tan a whole bunch. It's just stupid friggin' February. I just hate February, and I wanted that feeling of being warm. I don't want to look like I'm...
He'd be very warm.
Or else, you know, I mean, I'll get more wrinkly than I am. I don't want to age myself. So I have to just say that...
Put your head in the oven.
What?
So you can get warm if you put your head in the oven.
Did you get a good one?
Well,
who knows, Mike? She got it on eBay.
Well, it's new, right?
New.
Yeah, but this
new.
Is the thing
it's
with eBay.
Somebody else has it. But it's a store on eBay. You don't even auction. It's like, buy it now. I mean, it's just a way to get... You know, when you go to get a... I'll tell you something. When you go to get a new telephone, a cellular telephone,
yes.
They take you aside and they tell you quietly, buy it on eBay. You'll get a better deal.
Mike is indicating now that
she's wound up, that she's into it.
And you are.
I am, because I don't want to...
Well, honey,
I'm afraid
on, listen,
I do sound... I know it's shallow, and I know it's idiotic. And I'm
that's right.
Yes, I know all that.
That's right.
And it's not...
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Just something...
I'm going to write down.
That's right. It's not
the reason I get wound up about this. I'm going to write down what we were defrauded out of. But, all right?
Okay. Let me also... Mike's writing a figure down.
Either.
But,
Chris, that's how much I was defrauded.
Mike, yeah.
You sent them money, correct?
I didn't, Frida.
I mean, someone did.
Yes. Yeah. I had Frida, remarkably enough, I had absolutely nothing to do with that transaction.
Okay. See, that was a risk.
Right.
To send strangers money.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So you've done
the way it appeared to me, Frida, is that the people that did this did it specifically and set it up... specifically for unsuspecting people to be duped. I mean, the way that whole transaction was designed, there was never any intention of them sending us a tanning bed. They were actually doing this because that was their, you know, intention. That's why it was amazing to me when I sat in a courtroom and had a judge say that the you know, we couldn't prove intent to defraud. It was amazing. I mean, you know, and had it not been for a Prince William County police officer who did an incredible job, it never would have gotten to court. But I mean, you know, it's just sometimes justice doesn't work for you.
Well, even when people don't set out to defraud, if you buy anything with a check nowadays and that business goes under or they go bankrupt,
darling,
out your money. But if you use
darling,
a credit card, what?
Can we just talk about why you want a tanning bed?
I know it's stupid. I just don't like February. I don't want to be tanned. I just want
why did you start this whole thing with me saying, This is going to be a... Hold on.
Hey, if you don't want it, I'll buy it from you.
Hold on. This part is not made up in the least.
Cover and use it, Mike.
Okay.
This part is not made up.
All right. Listen.
She was in the phone book, and I said, what are you looking for? She said, I'm getting you something for Valentine's Day. I said, don't, because I'm not getting you anything. And then she came back, and she said, okay, I'll tell you, it was a tanning bed. Now, why would I want a tanning bed?
I'll tell you why. Because the other day, when I saw you naked in a purely pleasurable way, I thought, God, I've never seen you so pale, and you usually have,
you
so much, and I thought...
Yet another compliment. Thank you.
It's nothing wrong with being pale, that's your face. I mean, that's why Rob likes you. It's the way you are. It's nothing wrong with it, but usually you have a lot of color. I thought you might like...
All you people out there listening that think that I give people too much of a hard time on the radio...
I think this is a wonderful start to a friend.
Just know, this is what I live with. Uh-huh. I mean, I love her and everything, but, there's a compliment in there somewhere for me.
No, you're very handsome, and you're okay, and you're fine, pale or dark. I mean, I like you both ways. You're like, good beer. You like it pale, you like it dark.
No, but you wanted a tanning bed. I've never indicated to you.
Hold it.
I just got
a great compliment that I want to point out here.
What's that?
She said, you're like a good beer.
Yep.
You like it pale, you like it dark. It's like if your favorite, you're her favorite brand of beer.
Oh, thank you. And you mind, but the point is that I never wanted a tanning bed. You wanted a tanning bed.
I didn't want a tanning bed until I thought about it for you. And then after you didn't want it, I thought, that's not a bad idea.
All right, do me a favor.
Yes.
Do me a favor. If you have it off the top of your head.
Does it have a lock on it?
Write down the amount that you're going to pay, and then I'll tell you.
Find that out,
and if it doesn't work out for you.
I think it's about that much less than you were talking.
Okay. I think there maybe were more when you bought them, too, because I was surprised
they might have come down in price.
Oh, yeah. It's reasonable now. I urge anybody, listen, if you've got some spare change, we can go out and buy a tanning bed.
Uh-huh.
They're so inexpensive.
Well,
just go do it. Just do it like my wife does.
I'm
inexpensive.
I'm the great rationalizer when I pay bills, and I figured with a tanning bed, it's less than a vacation would be to a sunny place, and you get to use it over and over.
I'm all for the purchase, incidentally.
As long as we are clear on the fact that...
I think they make you feel good.
It's just a coincidence that this happened when you were...
I have all over to my house. Buzz and Mike, we'll have a little party.
Well, I really do. I think they make you feel good.
It's just a coincidence that you thought of me with this gift that really only you want on Valentine's Day, and it's just a coincidence that you're getting this on Valentine's Day.
You got the order all wrong. I thought of you. I thought you'd like it. You love the ocean. I thought, well, I'll
You love me. I love the ocean. I love being outside. So why not buy me a casket? Buy me a casket with fluorescent lights inside.
Well, I think not Rob, but the other guys there understand where I was coming from.
Well, I think that when you try it, it's very stress reducing. It actually relaxes you for the 20 minutes.
I think they fight seasonal affective disorder and boost vitamin D in your system.
Whatever. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you got what you wanted for Valentine's Day.
Thank you. It's not for Valentine's. It's no more for Valentine's than if you buy yourself
It always comes back to this.
Cigars.
It always comes back to cigars. No matter what no matter what she does. No matter what she does, it always comes back to...
What is today? It's the 11th. It doesn't make it a Valentine's Day. But if that makes you feel better, I'll put a bow on it. It won't be here on Valentine's Day.
I would like one of those... not a padlock for it, but one of those things like a high school locker with a combination.
Yeah, a combination lock for a gym locker.
I could change the locks on the whole house.
I know.
All right.
Why close a business?
I know.
Thanks, Buzz.
Thanks, Buzz.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Buzz. Okay. True. All right, well.
All right.
When does it arrive? When do you get it?
Sometime next week.
Here's the deal. It will arrive scant days before my mother-in-law does.
Oh, you know what? That was a tip in, too, because I called Mom, and I said, I know it's not good for you, so what do you think? And so I think it would be fun. Mom was looking for it. You could lock us both in there.
Oh, boy. I hope the police aren't listening to this. That this couldn't be used someday against me in a court.
Do you know what's also a
side officer? I really don't know how the two of them. Because keep in mind, my mother-in-law is coming to live with
me. My God, look at them! They're a couple of raisins.
They are coming to. She's coming to live with us from now until whenever her house is done, which is they say will be about 3 months.
Yeah.
That's what they say now.
Right. Hey, you know what another side benefit is?
What?
Never have to worry about your dinner being cold again.
That's true.
You can keep it warm. Absolutely.
Just you know, this is an episode of CSI they haven't written yet.
this is an episode of Desperate Housewives. That's what this is.
Yeah, that Terry Hatcher is tan. She must have a tanny set.
She must.
She's all the time tan. Uh-huh.
And what do you think? What are you thinking about for your birthday now? Are you still thinking about that you're going to like go to one of these Botox spas?
I told you I'm not doing Botox, but I am thinking about, you know, just, you know, a spa or something.
You're crazy. I mean, you're
crazy.
Really, you're crazy, lady.
If you guys don't like it, I want it. If you don't, if it doesn't work out for you.
Okay. Well,
It's not mine, Mike. It's my wife's. And right. It's not for Valentine's Day.
If I get tired
don't
of
get, I'm not supposed to get her anything for Valentine's Day.
You're right.
Even though today she just bought a gigantic tanning bed.
Well, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to hear how it works out, because I think it's a curious thing. You know?
Sounds to me like you already got her a nice Valentine's Day present. Be here soon.
I agree, Rob.
There you are.
But she won't accept it
as that. That's a surprise, Rob.
What's that?
That's a surprise. You agree?
That is shocking, isn't it?
Yes. I think I'll give Carrie a call soon.
Do. If she has time to talk, I'm sure she'd love to hear from you.
You know, buddy, Carrie and I often agree, too.
Really?
Yes.
you're allowed to get those two words in?
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Mike.
Goodbye.
Fair.
All right. I'll see you tonight. I love you. Goodbye.
Yes, sir.
Well, please keep.
Hold on. Hey. Yo.
You haven't remarked upon the fact that I've made dinner for three nights in a row. That I've been the perfect.
Oh. No, hold on. Yes. Yes. Well, Rob, don't do that.
I didn't do anything.
Don't do that, Rob.
Yes. Anything.
No. Yes. Yeah. No. You're fantastic. It's just the tanning bed thing.
Yeah.
If that's it.
There's going to be a few months of crisis leading up to my 50th birthday. I've told you that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're in crisis mode right now. Okay.
Yeah, this is the beginning.
I thought it started already.
Oh, no. I'm just getting revved up.
I don't want to be, cause more trouble here. I'm just all about the tanning bed.
Sure, Mike.
I'm all about the tanning bed. I mean, Frida, you probably researched this thing. That's the way you do stuff, right? Did you research it?
Seriously.
Was this a totally impulse buy?
I was laying in bed this morning. That's how much
it's that quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right. It's an impulse thing.
But I did read. I mean, I speed read.
Good. That's good. Wait till you get in that thing. I'll be on the outside going, how's it in there? And you'll go, oh, it's so nice. I'll go, okay, I'm going to turn it on now.
All right. When I look like the girl from... You're gonna be wanting me.
Listen, I don't want you to turn into a leather face.
I'm not. First of all, if I got in it, when I will get in, I will cover my face.
You're gonna look like that lady in Something About Mary.
No, I'm not putting. I will put a towel over my.
Think face. About Something About Mary. You're gonna look like that woman with a poodle.
I narrowed it down to two brands: the Sunstar and the Culloden.
Okay. Winner, because I wanted to say that and I did not.
Didn't know how.
My face. That's what makeup is for. You don't
didn't know how to work her into the conversation, Mike.
Thank you.
The original leather face.
Thank you very much.
The face that launched 1,000 saddles. Boy, she was a leatheriest.
Yes.
All right, darling. I love you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
All right. Goodbye.
Don't buy the Kruger, though. You need
I don't even know.
The Kruger you need commercial wattage for.
I mean, who the hell knows? All I know is
that joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike.
The Freddy Kruger?
Yeah, no, I get it. Now, listen, you don't have to explain to me. I have to take a moment and step back from your comic brilliance to focus on the real-life problems that I'm facing.
The crisis.
Well, that's nothing. To me, that's a crisis. See, the thing is, she's weaseling out on the fact, you know, as always, she can have whatever she wants. America, baby doll can have whatever she wants. America, you wouldn't let you order a tanning bed, America.
Will
you? It was for me, and I'm Bernie Mac, and I'm black, America. I don't need a tanning bed.
Because I'm aware of the fact that, in years past, some foolish people have labeled you as a somewhat stubborn individual. Is there a chance that you will not... That your buns will not go into that
never.
Thing at all.
What's the promise I made when they built the MCI Center?
I'd never walk in that joint.
True.
You've kept that.
And no, I won't. Because I don't like that. I don't like the whole tanning
thing. And incidentally, I know it's not that painful.
The fake tanning thing.
Can I say this, though?
Yeah, what?
NHL, go kill that season and do it this weekend and bye-bye forever. Thank you very much.
You know, I've wondered about that. I've wondered if Canadians, who give a rat's ass about hockey, I wonder if they're going to react to this the way that we all reacted when baseball went on strike.
Right. Has baseball ever, has any major league sport ever wiped out an entire season due to a strike?
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a...
Maybe a part of a season.
A part of a season, but I don't think anybody's ever done it. I think, I mean, to hell with them.
Well, listen.
Goodbye. Interesting.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean,
yeah, I mean, no, nobody...
And that's the point. Nobody does care.
It's documented and nobody cares, but as a former fan, I mean, a person who used to have season tickets, I used to care, and you know, I always would occasionally pop back in, but not anymore. I think it's disgusting. It's
horrible. I'm not going to have time anyway, because I'll be in my tanning salon, my tanning bed, my great Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, but they're fun, though. You know, they do relax you. They really do.
Cheer you up. Mm.
Yeah. Do you really think they cheer you up?
I do. In the winter, yeah, when it's cloudy and cold.
I just know when I do it, when I tan a couple of times, I would go out. I would absolutely go out. And it'd be 20 minutes of instant sleep, and then I'd get back up and, you know.
I don't know.
And now I'm growing this third ear.
I'm not for it. I get a lot of calls like this. Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to tell your wife thanks for the advice. I'm going to be getting my wife a big screen and Xbox for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Pretty good idea, huh?
I get jokes.
What he wants, so okay, he's going to get it for his wife.
I get jokes. I'll tell you a better, you know, that's the oldest joke. You ever watch the Leave It to Beaver? Where, or maybe it's the Andy of Mayberry, where Opie buys a baseball hat that will only fit his little boy-sized head and gives it to Pa, and Pa says, this is a fine gift, but it won't fit me.
Right, here, see, you take it.
It started with Opie Taylor's son.
That's right.
Oh, you just hung up. Just hung up.
He's absorbing that advice.
Hello, Mark, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, we have a saying for this kind of gift in our family. It's called a red truck. It's a gift that somebody buys for you that they really want themselves.
Right?
Yes.
How to get the name?
Well, I think it probably comes from back when, you know, kids were little and they'd open up their gifts and the dad would end up playing with the kid's truck more than the kid.
The red truck.
The red truck.
A red truck. I like that.
It was a joke. It was a joke that I used to be able to tell about. Well, and I really couldn't about fire truck.
Yes.
And some of the words, some of the letters that made up the. You could say, "I'm going to give you a letter that starts a word that starts with the letter F."
Yeah.
And ends with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire truck.
Then yeah, and I'm telling you. Slay people.
Oh, yeah. They all down funny.
You know what that was? That was water cooler material.
Fire truck.
Next day, they'd be staying around the water coolers going, did you watch Sex and the City? And did you hear the outrageous Don and Mike show yesterday?
How about you, fire truck?
I'm amazed he hasn't killed his wife. I'm amazed the patience that man shows.
So will you not go into the tanning bed on principle or just because you don't want to try
it? Correct, Mike.
Both. All of the above.
Right. We got a break. We'll be right back. Is Joe's tape here?
Joe's tape is here, I believe.
What?
You're wound up, too.
Yeah.
The tanning bed is wound up the Geronimo household.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm wound up, too.
And then you got me wound up just based on memory.
Jesus.
You know?
Hold on.
Tanning bed for me spells court case.
John?
John is here.
John?
Hey, great topic, Don. Hey, listen, did you catch that Frida said she's cooked dinner three nights in a row?
Yeah.
Please don't think for one second she just woke up this morning and decided she was getting a tanning bed. Like anyone, she's been plotting.
Oh, wow. Man, this is the bright caller. This is a good call.
You know, the intruder.
A married caller, not a bright one.
No, but that is, you know what? It's an easy observation if you think about it, but none of us made that observation.
And now listen, really, I love my wife. But she does not make dinner. That's something she just doesn't do. And she's right.
So you think that guy's legit?
No, I don't. I think it's a coincidence. But I'll tell you, the last three nights, she has really blown me away.
Wow.
With the quality of food that she's made.
Great.
With the effort that she's made. With the, you know.
The whole while wanting a tanning bed.
yeah, right. Who would have thought? That's the way. That's
topic.
The way to my wallet.
Pretty incredible.
Barbecued chicken. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But barbecued the right way.
Oh.
Barbecued the right way with the sauce made the right way.
Hello.
With the honey in it. And
yeah.
Yeah, come on. There's like 15,000 pieces all just laying out, just waiting. All of them just saying, eat me first.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like. Eat me first.
Mm, I love barbecued chicken.
We got a break.
I could eat some right now.
Joe likes barbecue chicken.
Yeah, and he likes locking his keys in his car.
Okay, we'll be back with the Joe stuff. You're sure he's here?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm sure he's here. So I'm not well.
All right. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be back, everybody.
I'm here. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them commit a vile act involving your face.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, buddy. That's what you told me.
Yeah, buddy. Go to our website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Yesterday, in the 20 minutes that we announced that we had the pictures of Rob's incredible growing beard,
yes,
it was something like 300,000 hits in an hour. That's good.
That's incredible.
But is there a store?
A lot of people, yes, there is.
Oh, it's funny you mention that, Buzz.
Thank you.
And I'm telling the truth here when I tell you that I actually went deep into the store last night, and I was looking at, because you had mentioned some of the other things that we have on there, and, you know, you go to the one page of the store, and you see, I think, a T-shirt and a hat and a jacket.
Right,
and,
right.
Then when you get really deep into it, you realize that there are several other pieces of clothing that are, you know, a variety of colors and sizes, and what really struck me, and I'm saying this, look, I talk a lot, and we joke a lot about the store. What really struck me,
the store,
was as far as the donandmikewebsite.com
it's
store.
It's a website for our listeners where you can get the daily download and you can get the transcript, the loosely written transcript of what we say.
What struck me about it?
Email. There's like a dumb you can email in if you can't hear the show.
Uh-huh.
What they write something
that's,
back.
That's nice. These goods. Most of these sundries are embroidered. And,
really?
And I don't know.
Not
really?
Sad.
No, I mean this sincerely.
Mike,
I don't know how we can sell those products.
You know how. And what's our motto?
We will sell the products at the best price consistent with quality.
Thank you.
You're fired. You're an incompetent.
Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly.
You know what I enjoy in the store?
What's that?
The hidden Easter eggs. All the things that you're not expecting to find and just clicking around.
Okay.
I'm ordering the tanning bed.
It's time for Joe.
Very good.
It's always time for Joe.
Yes, it is.
Joe.
He's wound up today, too. You're wound up, your wife's wound up, and Joe's wound up today.
I think I'm less wound up now than I was before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've mellowed a little bit. Are you wound up today or are you mellow today?
I'm just buku mellow today.
What about,
I'm hopped up on medication.
Yeah.
But what about Rob? What are you, Rob?
I'm out of my mind!
Rob's out of his mind every Friday, no matter what the situation is.
Joe, would you please get your ass in here? Joe, to at least tell us what we can expect on this edition of Joe Mo's, where Joe goes out and interviews men on the street and women.
There he is. Why, with all the crises, why should
Joe.
The eating of the chicken... Is it chicken?
Nope.
Damn it.
What is the... Is it a Chinese meal of some type?
Well, that was the other crisis. You see, my lunch was in my car.
Oh, my God. So that was in your bag of goodies.
Uh-huh.
What are you enjoying for lunch today?
Just a ham sandwich.
Oh, my goodness. If you had ham sandwich, you're a winner. Joe,
I enjoy the sandwich, too, during the first break there. The difference would be that I don't happen to be chewing right now.
Joe, what was it like down at the apprentice tryouts today in D.C.?
It was interesting. There was probably not as many people as you would think.
Hmm.
I would guess anywhere between 500 to 1,000.
Okay.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mo's. Joe Artinger, man on the street.
Yeah.
The intruder.
All right, Joe. Now, you did the editing on these yourself, on your home computer thing, right?
Yeah, but it's all straight tape. I mean, basically. I didn't omit anybody.
All right. Now I'm going to look at the grid sheet that you were nice enough to.
And there were some ugly.
We have intro, that's cut one.
Uh-huh.
Then we have first guy in line, good. That would indicate that's a good one. I should play that.
Pretty good.
Then we have girl, good.
Pretty good.
Then we have guy, and apparently his name is Richard, so we shouldn't play that one.
Probably not.
Then we have dumb girl.
Yeah.
See, here's where you get into the Joe judgment call.
I'm just glad that Joe used the word omit. I'm glad he's still listening to the word power tapes.
People listen to the words you use.
Right. Joe, he writes, dumb girl, good because she's dumb.
Ah, okay, well, that's good. Hey, can it get any simpler than that?
Well, but it's, you know, I worry about pot and kettle.
I understand.
Then we have guy, okay. Now, what about that one? This cut just says he's okay.
Well, I think you sold it. You oversold it by saying okay. That would be more like okay.
Then there's a girl, not so good.
Hmm.
Wacky old man, first of the English accent. Girl, first answer is good, then not so good. Guy, not so good. Girl, first answer, good. Girl, good. Three G's.
Very good.
Or three O's, I'm sorry. Good. Lots of answers. Guy takes it seriously. Uh-huh. And then, bonus track.
Bonus. All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, get out of here and let us preview this. The White Album by Joe Ardinger. And
very excited about that.
Oh, I played the intro already, but
The Intruder.
Joe Mo's. Okay, here we go. It's a Joe. Here's Joe's introduction. And we should also tell you, Joe is really, no kidding, a giant fan of The Apprentice.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He watches it all the time.
Yeah, so he knows the ins and outs of the show.
So here we go. Joe Mo's.
All right, Don and Mike, here I am at American Apprentice. Auditions, and I parked a block down the street in another parking lot, the Home Depot parking lot, and in this parking lot, just to give you a quick idea, there are many people getting out of their cars with suits and ties and briefcases, and I don't think they're going to Metro. So anyway, it's a little busy a block away, so we're going to walk on down the street and see what's going on.
Okay.
Joe Mo's.
The intro.
Good start. Good, strong start.
Kind of balanced, I guess. If Joe's coming out of your right speaker, folks, just bear with us.
Here we go. I can mono it out. Did you think it was heavy on one side?
A little heavy right. Yeah, a little heavy right.
Hmm. Okay, well, hold on a second.
Let me try this.
Let's go to the first guy in line.
Yeah.
Hello, may I ask you some questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Sure.
Why are you qualified to be the next apprentice?
Because I think I have the maturity and work experience.
And remember, these are all people, not American Idol-sized crowds, as Joe was saying, but a large crowd of idiots who want to be on either The Apprentice with Trump or the other one with Martha Stewart.
Right.
And they're lining up for whatever hoops they have to jump through.
Right.
And Joe is out there interviewing them, and he has the microphone with the gigantic mic flag that says CBS News on it.
That's exciting.
The one that we glued together.
Looks real.
To contribute in a positive way in a company.
Would you prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha?
Donald.
What qualifications make you better suited to be a reality show contestant instead of actually having a real job with tangible responsibilities that will benefit our society?
Well, I think that being in a reality show does not constitute not having a real job or contributing to society. There are people that are entertained by this, the form of entertainment.
Oh,
it's fun.
That's
what we're all here to do. Have fun.
How do you think host Jeff Probst will be in person?
I don't know. I'm hoping he'll be a lot more fun.
Are you looking forward to meeting Fantasia?
Not really.
Why or why not?
Oh, because I don't know who Fantasia is.
Martha Stewart is currently serving out a prison sentence. Do you think she touched those children?
Martha Stewart didn't have anything to do with children.
What if you take the T off the word Trump?
Trump?
Exactly. Pardon my candor, but you look like you might be better suited for the show Nanny 911. What say you?
That's funny.
As you know, the tryout process is quite intensive. What song will you be auditioning with?
What song?
What's Love Got to Do With It?
What's Love Got
to Do With It? What's Love Got to Do With It?
There you go.
Please sing for me and my audience.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Come on back. Oh yeah.
Morons.
How do you think the death of longtime Trump associate and on-air advisor George Ross will affect this season of The Apprentice?
Rob's question.
I don't think that'll have a big impact.
Did you catch the last part of Joe's question?
The Apprentice? The Apprentice.
The Apprentice and associate. You got to hear that.
Okay, hold on. Back in.
Instant replay.
Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Okay. Make
it. Time Trump associate and on-air advisor George Ross will affect this season of The Apprentice.
I don't think that'll have a big impact. Jeez.
George passed late last month.
Yeah.
Yes! Were you invited to the Trump wedding?
No, I was not.
How about that Bim he married? What a hoochie mama.
Humpback, humpback. Can I have her ring?
What do you think it smells like under Trump's hair?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to find out.
Just don't give your name.
I like questions.
Why do you think that the Donald is testifying on behalf of Michael Jackson?
Because he's his daddy.
Oh, my God.
What's this? There's some ladies
daddy.
Interjecting.
Have you tried the...
Joe's having a good time.
Have you tried the new product, Tux by Trump, the Donald's own cooling pad?
No, but I'm sure we'll have the opportunity to do so.
Did you watch CSI last night?
No, I did not.
What say you?
I don't like CSI.
Nah.
Thank you for your time.
I like that ending. I like that ending. What was going on there, Joe?
Hi, Joe. What was happening
well,
there?
Well, that was the first guy in line, and he had people right around him, and at that part of the line, people right next to each other. So.
And they were giddy.
Yes, they were. And throughout the entire 12 interviews, the cooling pad was very difficult for me to get through without giggling or keeping a straight face. That was my favorite question.
Thank you.
Did you write that one?
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Thank you.
I wrote the questions about James Garner.
Yeah, I know. They did. They didn't make the writer's cut this time.
Really?
Go enjoy your food. Okay, the next one says girl. Girl and good.
Hope he doesn't get locked out of the studio.
Hello, may I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
No, that's okay.
How about you?
Sure.
Would you prefer, why are you qualified to be the next apprentice?
Did he seriously take meds before he went down into this?
Okay, again, from the top.
Hello, may I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? How about you?
KVL.
Sure.
Would you prefer, why are you qualified to be the next apprentice?
Because I follow directions well, and I can also be a leader.
Would you prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha?
Either one, whichever one would be a treat.
What qualifications make you better suited to be a reality show contestant instead of actually having a real job with tangible responsibilities that will benefit our society?
Who says I won't have real responsibilities?
How do you think host Jeff Probst will be in person?
He probably doesn't have any personality since all his lines are written for him.
See, now, I can't believe that these people in front of line, that they got to be a fan of the show. When Joe says to them, how do you think the host, Jeff Probst, will be?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're all, yeah, he'll be cool.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
He'll be cool.
Uh-oh.
Dumb people.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Are you looking forward to meeting Fantasia?
Sure.
Why?
Because she can sing really well.
Yeah, okay. They're not making the call. These are the people that have the whole day
Fantasia
to sit on a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that participate in these programs. You've been watching American Idol.
I know.
This is, I mean, really. I mean, these are people that are even different from our listening audience.
Wow. It's just too funny. You're in line for The Apprentice.
I mean, our listening audience, many times people are actually driving home from work.
Martha Stewart is currently serving out a prison sentence. Do you think she touched those children?
I think you had the wrong person.
Ah, they're all up
what
on that
if
one.
If you take the T off of the word Trump?
Wrong.
Exactly. Pardon my candor, but you look like you might be better suited for the show Nanny 911. What say you?
If it's an opportunity to win some money.
Okay. As you know, the tryout process is quite intensive. What song will you be auditioning with?
Respect.
Please sing for me and my audience.
God, not
another one. R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-E-C-T,
take a TCP.
All right.
Respect.
How do you think the death of...
Now, I like his delivery there.
The way he moved
unfazed
on.
Unfazed by that. But see, that's the real Joe.
Yeah. But again, nobody bothers to say to him.
Right.
Nobody calls him on it. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Right.
You know, but nobody says, why would I sing for you?
But listen how impressed Joe is with the song.
How do you think the death of longtime Trump associate and on-air advisor George Ross will affect this season of The Apprentice?
If it actually happens,
It would be
devastating. We gave a follow-up, right?
Well, yes, George passed late last month. Were you invited to the Trump wedding?
I was.
Mm-hmm. How about that Bim he married? What a hoochie mama.
If you say so.
What do you think it smells like under Trump's hair?
I really couldn't imagine.
What do you think that the Donald is testifying on behalf of Michael Jackson?
I think it's a good thing.
Wait a minute. That may have been a totally punted one.
Had a little trouble with the wording there.
What is the question, guys? Because you...
It's, what do you think about Donald Trump?
No, I think it's why do you think he is, and he said, what do you think he's testifying?
Well, come on, play.
What do you think that the Donald is testifying on behalf of Michael Jackson?
I think it's a good thing. The more support Michael Jackson can get, the better.
All right.
Have you tried the new product, Tux by Trump, the Donald's own cooling pad?
I sure have not.
Did you watch CSI late last night?
No, I didn't.
Thanks for your time.
Or like,
no, only the ad lib with late last night. See, the joke there, right, albeit not a funny one, is that CSI is on exactly at the same time as The Apprentice.
Uh-huh. Yes, a little TV scheduling joke.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe breaking out the British accent.
Oh, yeah, that'll make it better.
Hello. May I ask you a few questions straight for broadcast for CBS Radio?
You're right.
Sure. Why are you qualified to be the next apprentice? Well, I'm an actor. I sing at opera. I work at the Kennedy Center. I work the honors.
I drink.
I play drums in an army band for about 3 years. I play in the Rose Bowl parade.
Would you prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha?
Donald Trump.
What qualifications make you better suited to be a reality show contestant instead of actually having a real job with tangible responsibilities that will benefit our society?
I just think I'm pretty qualified.
How do you think host Jeff Probst will be in person?
Pardon?
How do you think Jeff Probst will be in person?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to meeting Fantasia?
Not particularly.
Why not?
I don't really know too much about her.
The accent.
Martha Stewart is currently serving out a prison sentence.
Perfect.
Do you think she touched those children?
I think she's a beautiful person.
What if you take the T off the word Trump?
I'm sorry?
What if you take the T off the word Trump?
I don't follow you.
Exactly. Pardon my candor, but you look like you might be better suited for this show, Nanny 911. What say you?
I'm not sure.
As you know, the trial process is quite intensive. What song will you be auditioning with?
I have to think about that.
Is he gonna
please
sing?
Sing for me and my audience.
Pardon?
Please sing for me and my audience.
Say that again.
Please sing for me and me audience.
Wow. Oh, you're
will
putting me on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. Will he sing?
I'll pass on that.
How do you think the death of longtime Trump associate and on-air advisor George Ross will affect this season of The Apprentice?
I can't really say.
Were you invited to the Trump wedding?
Joe.
I had a previous engagement.
How about that Bim he married? What a hoochie mama.
What?
How about that Bim he married? What a hoochie mama.
I don't know.
It's awful.
What do you think it smells like under Trump's hair?
I think we better cut this off right now.
Oh,
why do you think Donald is testifying on behalf of Michael Jackson?
He's gone.
I don't know.
Have you tried the new product, Tux by Trump, the Donald's own cooling pad?
No.
Did you watch CSI last night?
No.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
No. Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that guy was worthless, but I think Joe's accent's improving.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I felt like I was in jolly old England.
Here's one that says...
No.
First answer is good.
No.
Then it goes bad.
All right.
No.
Here's one where the first answer is
he
good.
Using the British accent again?
I don't know. Because he should be. It's cut 10, which is after cut 8, which is where the wacky British accent started. Mm-hmm. Although the first answer is a setup question, right? It's like what qualifies you? All right, here we go. One more before the break. Joe, this would be girl. First answer is good.
Ah.
Then not good.
Ah.
Thank you.
Not good. Not good. Friend.
Oh, good.
Friend.
Hello. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio? Yeah.
Sure.
Why are you qualified to be the next apprentice?
That's a really good question. I'm sorry. I'm not really prepared to answer that, I guess.
Would you prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha?
What did she say?
The Donald.
What qualifications make you better suited to be...
What did she say?
She said she was not prepared
not
to answer.
Not prepared to answer the question about what makes her qualified to be the apprentice, which means she's really well prepared.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
No.
Let me just make sure that that's the one where it said first question is good.
Changed his number.
He moved out of state.
Well, I just thought it was funny that there they are in line to do this show, and she has no idea why she's there.
It's ironic. Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, thank
That's
you.
That's what I think, mate.
Thank you, Alanis. Bye-bye.
Tally-ho.
Bye-bye. Isn't it ironic, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No. No.
Dare I play the one that says,
yes,
this one is not so good?
Yeah, play that.
Like all the other ones have been so good?
I'd go with the one, this one's not so good.
For comparison.
Maybe it's Backwards Friday.
I'm going to have to give some of our sponsors a chance to step up and say they want to sponsor this part of the show.
Good idea.
So right now, highlight on whoever happened to buy the commercials here. Let's just preview. A quick 10 to 15 second preview of the one that Joe has written, Guy Not So Good.
Not So Good.
As opposed to the other ones.
Hello, may I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Certainly.
Why are you qualified to be the next apprentice?
Well, I don't know that I am. I'm just a pretty good salesperson. I'm in the automotive industry. I think I could be a pretty good apprentice myself, though.
Would you prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha?
Would I prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha? That's a tough one. I'd have to go with Donald.
What qualifications make you better suited to be a reality show contestant instead of actually having a real job, tangible responsibilities that will benefit society?
I probably have some fun doing it, and a little bit of both. I think I could probably contribute to society as well.
Yeah, you're
How
right.
How do you think host Jeff Probst?
Not so good.
Person? I really don't know, Jeff. I couldn't comment on that one.
Are you looking forward to meeting Fantasia?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, if I had an opportunity to meet her, I'd be very
Nobody questioning it.
Right.
Yeah. Put a face to the personality, actually meet her. I was watching the American Idol.
Martha Stewart is currently serving a prison sentence. Do you think she touched those children?
Do I think she touched those children? I couldn't comment on that. I don't know.
What if you take That's the fair. T off the word Trump?
If you took that, you get a rump shaker, I guess.
Exactly. Pardon my candor, but you look like you might be better suited for the show Nanny 911. What say you?
Well, thank you. That's a compliment. I'm flattered.
As you know, the tryout process is quite intensive. What song will you be auditioning with?
That's a tough one also. I'd have to skip that question. I don't know.
Please sing for me and the audience.
Okay, before we break, let's have a guessing
Please sing
game.
For me and the audience.
Will this guy, will this jerk, this apprentice jerk, sing for Joe or not?
He will.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he will.
I think no.
Let's see what happens.
Me and the audience. I don't know any songs. Good, next question.
How do you think the Denver you were Downtown Trump Associate in on air
dinner? How do you do it?
Where am I? How do I do it?
How do you do it?
I look at the page where it says, Guy, not so good, no song. That's how I do it.
You cheater.
All right, so that's the one that's not so good.
All right.
Oh, boy. Okay, when we come back, I don't want our audience to leave in mass. We'll, you can leave one at a time.
Sure. Quiet. We'd like to ease you out as opposed to you all getting on the bus at the same time.
When we come back, we'll try one more of these Joe things. A guy who takes it very seriously.
Ah.
And then we'll hear Joe's bonus track.
Good.
And Joe's outro. And then we'll hear one of the sex commercials starring people that work here on the radio station. In the next break, it'll be just a little bit of Joe and then a lot of what you really turn the radio on for tonight.
Good for you, Joe. You're a great associate.
Thank you. Joe. Thank you, Joe. With his British accent.
The Apprentice.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. With Joe Moe.
We got this one kid, Mongo.
Joe.
He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's
Joe,
a good
Joe.
So we don't bust his chops too much.
Joe.
So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But Joe. They keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So Joe, I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to
Joe.
To dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
Granny. Ah, the Don and Mike Show.
Whoa. I'm gonna, I guess, my better judgment, give this one more try.
Hey, I'm enjoying it.
Because even when it stinks, I'm a fan of Joe. I'm a fan of
right.
Joe being out, being Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking to people, and this is something that is one of his passions, the show The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to cut 13. Guy takes it very seriously.
This should be good. Just can dig.
This may not have long on the air. Let's see. Oh, thank you for the theme as we go back to the Joe Show.
Hello, may I ask you a few questions today for broadcast for CBS Radio? Why are you qualified to be the next apprentice?
That's a good question.
Would you prefer to labor under the Donald or the Martha?
The Donald, Pete, in prison.
What qualifications make you better suited to be a reality show contestant instead of actually having a real job with tangible responsibilities that will benefit our society?
Well, the real thing, being a real contestant gives me the opportunity to have a real job that will allow me to benefit society.
How do you think host Jeff Probst will be in person?
I have no worries about Jeff Probst. All I want to do is deal with the Donald and get the job.
Jeff Probst.
Are you looking forward to meeting Fantasia?
I have no idea who Fantasia is, and it really doesn't matter unless she affects my job.
Martha Stewart is currently serving out a prison sentence. Do you think she touched those children?
That's absolutely disgusting, and I hope not. She's not Michael Jackson.
What if you take the T off the word Trump?
And you would have the word rump.
Exactly. Pardon my candor, but you look like you might be better suited for the show Nanny 911. What say you?
I have no kids. I can't be a nanny, and I can't have a nanny.
As you know, the tryout process is quite intensive. What song will you be auditioning with?
I'll be auditioning with a little ditty from Sir Diddy. And then?
Please sing for me and the audience.
No.
No.
How do you think the death of longtime Trump associate and on air...
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So let's go to the bonus track.
Ah, bonus yeah. track. Very
bonus
exciting.
Track, like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
A video game. Bonus track.
If you don't make it on either the Donald or the Martha show, will you try out for business mogul Thornton Mellon's new reality series?
No.
No, I'll have to pass.
Please see?
I really haven't heard of that. How is it?
It's great.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Anything where I can make some money.
No.
Why not?
Not my thing.
I doubt it.
No, I wouldn't.
No, no, not at all.
Don't even know who Thornton Mellon is.
Not at all. I'm going to be in Beijing.
Doubtful. Let me say this. He does, at best, a half-assed job going out and reading the funny list of questions we give him.
Right.
A half-assed job of putting the package together.
Mm-hmm.
However, the time and effort that went in
to his
him
question.
Asking his additional question, which was rejected yesterday.
And then editing the answers.
To splice them all together, which incidentally was done beautifully. It was not funny, but it was very well done from a production angle.
Oh, it was top shelf.
He had to get his question in.
That's the bonus. Yeah.
Because his question is funnier than what word do you get when you take T off Trump?
TP. It stands for toilet paper. It stands for team player.
Right.
And now, here's the outro.
And so there you go, Don and Mike. Some good, some bad. I'll tell you what, as cold as I'll get the f*** out there, I'll tell you what. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. But anyway, I'm on my way home, and that's the American Apprentice auditions. Hardinger out.
Joe.
And at the very end, he changed the name. The new show is called The American Apprentice.
Or maybe he was goofy because he got it wrong in the beginning.
What do you think? You think?
I don't know. All I know is that bonus track is just wicked good.
Wicked good.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, for all your interviews surrounding The Apprentice.
The American Apprentice.
Now, Joe is not the brightest star here at Infinity Broadcasting behind the scenes.
Well, that's an opinion.
Yes, we have two other people that I'd like to take a moment to highlight.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. This is exciting.
I'd like to state for the record that I do not believe that these people are having an inter-office romance.
Okay.
They are not hooking it up.
Right.
However, thanks, Buzz. However, they are virtually having sex in this commercial, which is a very erotic commercial.
We're going to analyze this commercial?
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to give it a free play on our national show. It's a local commercial.
Mm-hmm.
What's great about it is that neither one of these people, John, who is our production guy, and Megan, who has red hair. I'm not really sure what Megan's job is.
There's 8 or 9 jobs here.
Yeah, she does a bunch of stuff around here. I'm sure that they both enjoy sex with their respective partners. Mm-hmm. They sound very awkward doing this spot about buying. Sex tapes. It's like it's like the equivalent of calling a 1-900 line, except they send it to you on CD.
I must say that John Norman is a better actor than he appears on this commercial. It sounds to me like he is making an effort to sound distant and frigid, because he didn't want to be on this commercial.
I don't think either one of them really sound like their hearts
this. That's why I want to spotlight it.
Uh-huh. I mean, this should be a little sexier. You know who should have done this commercial?
Right there.
Absolutely.
Rob
Spiewak. Should have been Rob and Buzz.
And
together?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
I volunteered to do it with Joan.
What did Joan say?
Joan was up for it, but the spot was already done.
Can we get the copy?
We probably could.
I would do it with anybody. Male or female. You know how I love spots.
Yeah.
Rob, I'd do it with you.
I'd like to see if Joan would do it with Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic.
J-Law?
Yes?
Hey, hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
If we got that copy, you could even read your part over the telephone if you like. Would you read that spot with Rob? You know that, remember that dirty spot?
Erotic stories or whatever it is?
Yes.
Yeah? How about it? Because you know it was our dream to have you and Rob do that spot.
Oh, it was.
It was, didn't Rob? Did you tell her?
Because we thought that, the last read was not that great, that it really felt a little forced.
Listen, I understand you're happily married.
John and Megan really were, you know, they had their partners, and they felt like, I felt like they were both being stared at by their respective partners when they did that commercial.
And the truth is, although you're happily married and Rob's happily married, there is a connection between you and Rob that I think would underscore the sensuality of the commercial.
Now, John Norman has just come in here. John, am I right about that? I mean, you didn't want to be in that studio doing that spot.
Oh, no, it was fine. As a matter of fact, the client rather enjoyed the spot. I'm serious. Okay. I talked to him.
Okay, well, Jonah, if we get the copy, after we
I'll get it right now.
Thank you, John.
So, John, you didn't mind doing that. I mean, tell the truth.
Come on, see, you made a face.
He's making a face.
Great spot. All the spots.
Did your wife say anything to you about it?
I don't believe she's heard it. She's in the car right now waiting for the review.
You sound like you're selling cars.
John, here's
you
what
don't
Rob
sound like,
told me.
You don't sound like you're selling sex.
Listen
you
to
sound
this.
Like it's a car or a Sam Goody commercial.
John, I know what you were doing, and you did it masterfully.
Yeah, that's true.
You did that spot. Anybody listening, if your wife hears that, she will
I'll play it now.
He doesn't sound like he wants to be there.
All right, I'll play
that's
it now.
That's what you were going for, brother.
I'll go get the copy.
If you get the copy, you bring it to Joan. Joan will call you back.
You got to understand the nuance.
Okay, J-Law?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
bye, baby.
Bye-bye. That's Joan Lotta. She's great. One of the great women of WJFA.
Absolutely.
And really, we
love
do
her.
Mean that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do mean that. And now, this commercial starring John, the production guy, and Megan, the girl that does 9 things at the station,
uh-huh.
where they're supposed to be a loving couple.
Get ready for an awkward moment.
Get ready for some real sex coming through your radio.
Man, I hate February.
Why is that?
Valentine's Day.
Want a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Sounds erotic.
Good. What is it?
Sounds erotic. That's what.
What's what?
Do you hear the heat?
He's up right now.
Good. That's great. I'm on the other side of the bed. As far away as I can get.
Twin beds.
Really? The new M&M's on sale for $9.99? Where? At Tower?
Perfect. I won't be touching you, though, because you're not my wife.
Sounds erotic. There's this company called Sounds Erotic. They sell short erotic stories on CD. I got a CD a month or so ago. It's got about 8 stories on it. They're really sexy. Writers from HBO, Showtime, even an Emmy Award winner. Sounds Erotic helps women.
Now, do you think while she's reading this, is she in the studio with John? So is she, is that why, I mean, I've never heard Megan, I can't say that that's sensual or more sensual than the, she would sound in an outside the office atmosphere.
The weird thing about WJFK is we really only have one good microphone, and that's the God's honest truth. My guess is that they cut their part separate, but John can answer that.
Together separately.
Yes, well, I was in the room when she cut her part, but I did mine separately.
So she was able to look at you, her partner, in the commercial, and she was, all right.
But they're both capable of better acting, I think.
And I don't know about you, I can smell the sex through the radio on this spot.
Is that the smell?
Yeah.
Let's just say I haven't listened to all 8 stories yet, because I get distracted.
So you put it in the CD player, turn it on, and...
get turned on.
And you like it?
Love it. It's made for women.
Okay, where do I get one?
Order online at www.soundserotic.com.
How much?
Around $20. Just go to soundserotic.com.
Okay, sounds great.
No, sounds erotic. For Valentine's Day, soundserotic.com.
John, your performance deserves an Oscar.
But
you're so uptight.
But he's trying to sound uptight.
That sounds great.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to sound that
sounds
way.
Great.
John, I feel for you, brother. It is a no-win.
I knew this was coming.
It sounds
to me earlier, and he says, can I have this on CD? And I gave him the look that said, oh, God, come on.
Sounds great. How can I get some?
That's fantastic. I'm over here with my arms folded. All right, now here comes Megan, the other performer here.
Hi, Megan.
Now, Megan, you weren't as frigid as Johnny was on this one, but how did you feel about doing the commercial?
I was perfectly fine with it.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I like doing voice work.
Do you find John attractive?
I mean, John is a good-looking guy.
Yes, of course. He is.
He's a happily married man.
Yes, and I know that, but, looking ain't cheating.
Yeah.
So you're looking at him, and when you were doing the commercial, you sounded more sensual than John did.
Yes, well, I got to look at the flannel jacket that he was wearing.
Oh, see?
That's usually for me, too.
She's totally relaxed. He's
baby, watching. Look how uptight he is. Is it because Big Mama's listening?
No.
No, it doesn't matter?
Well, I think it's one of the finest works of acting that I've heard out of this radio.
May I say again, the client enjoyed the spot.
There, that's good. That's important.
Oh, that's good. And, Megan, have you heard these sex tapes?
No, I'm not a fan.
You know, we threw these away the other day. I've got one.
I think I can go find.
Oh, really?
I know we can't play them on the air.
No.
No, you can. There's nothing dirty about them. Before they get graphic, they go away. It's only about 3 minutes long.
Yeah. Really?
Let me go see if I can find one?
We're doing a great commercial for it right now. No, I don't think so.
There's nothing dirty about it.
But thank you, players.
Thank you, guys.
Great. And what's great is that the sexual tension now.
Yes.
Look at Megan.
She was very relaxed.
And Sam,
did you see how...
Yes, yeah, my guy...
How calm and confident she was?
Yes, she was really on top of her game, I thought.
But I don't think anyone could achieve the true, pure heat of Spiewak and Lotta.
You ready, Rob?
Ready, call her up.
Okay.
Oh, she ought to be in here for it, really.
I don't want to embarrass her. But she... Now, are we allowed to talk about her theater thing?
I think so. I'm going to see her play.
Rob and his mom...
Coincidence?
I don't think so. Rob and his mom, Sharon, are going to go see Joan Lotta's play this week.
What's the production?
It's The Man Who Came to Dinner. It's a great script.
Hey, J-Lo?
Yes?
You feel comfortable in the studio or on the telephone?
Either way.
Come to the studio, J-Lo.
Please.
All right.
All the better. It'll sound better that way. Pay special attention to the copy, the script of the commercial, too, especially the part where the woman says, it's great for a woman, and then the guy says, I want one. I don't get it. But anyway.
Well, Rob's going to turn on. You're going to turn on the sex with this.
Absolutely.
Right?
Just try to turn it off.
Because there is a true connection between yourself and Joan Lotta, even though you're both happily married.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not even get into the dynamic of why Rob is taking his mom
to see
a play.
I know.
I mean, it's because you love your mom.
Where are you going with this? It's a great show, and it's a movie that my mom and I
do. But the bottom line is that Joan has a background in the theater arts. And Rob lettered in theater with sports. Theater arts.
That's lucky that got brought up.
Theater
isn't
art.
That good luck?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have my letter in theater.
So Joan, what was it called? Theater arts? Theater sports?
It was called gay theater.
Theater arts.
It was theater arts, but I also did theater sports.
J-Law works in the back, and J-Law, do you feel any added pressure at your performance? You can move the microphone down.
You can pull that right down to your level there, J-Law.
Do you feel any pressure knowing that both Rob and Sharon are going to be out there? And this apparently is Sharon's, what, each of mom's favorite movie?
One of my mom's favorite movies of all time.
Oh, no, because I'm just the stage manager. I'm not on stage. So.
But don't you come out at the very end? Don't they give you, like, a bravo?
It's a closing night. You'll probably get a bouquet,
get
won't you?
Bravo. I certainly hope so.
Now, are you guys sold out, or do you want to give a plug? Or?
Oh, no, I don't believe we are sold out.
Go ahead, give them a plug,
okay,
Kayla.
It's the Arlington Players production of The Man Who Came to Dinner, and we perform this evening and tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock.
Michael Hughes is on the phone.
Yeah.
No plugs.
Oh, dear.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, that would be only like me mentioning Sunday brunch, like, you know, or after the show.
Do you cater to the after theater crowd?
I'm more concerned about our buffet brunch on Sunday.
That's Sunday, right?
Thank you, Rob.
Let's get to the other commercial.
Well, I think we're going to have to share a script.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Hey, one microphone, all the better. Makes it more intimate.
One microphone, one heartbeat. And now
one hand, one heart.
Has been our dream. Rob and Joan.
There you are.
Doing the commercial together.
Now we're back to two mics.
Here we go. All right.
Oh, they're running over to the other side.
Get ready for real sexy.
Don, you have the music back?
This is a big production.
We need a little music.
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right. Something sexy, I hope.
Oh, I got one.
All right, Rob's going to run over and get the
Rob doing all the job.
What do you need, Jayla? You got the wrong copy? All right.
Rob, you gave Joan the mail copy.
Well, that might be another version we could do.
Gotcha. We're ready with the Barry White, if you guys are ready. Okay, you ready, Joan? This is almost like it'll be a theater exercise for you.
Very good.
Yeah.
Get ready for an improv. And guys, here's the deal. The problem with the last one is I like to be a little theatrical myself. We didn't have the heat in it. We bring the heat back
into this. No sizzle. There was no sizzle, Mike.
Okay, you two are, you know, into this.
Ready? Who has the first line?
I do.
Take it after the music, you Robbie.
I hate February.
Why is that?
Valentine's Day.
Want a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Sounds erotic.
Good. What is it?
Sounds erotic, that's what.
What's what?
Sounds Erotic. There's this company called Sounds Erotic. They sell short erotic stories on CD. I got a CD a month ago or so. Got about 8 stories on it. They're really sexy. Writers from HBO.
What?
Hey!
All right, we were wrong.
Who knew?
It was.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? You know, we should know, Don, when we're going for heat in any commercial, he's right across the way. He's the only one that knows how to do this.
Want to give it a shot, Buzz?
Do you want to try it with Joan?
Do you want me to do the man's part or the woman's part?
He could do both.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you do the woman's part?
I'm a backstage person.
Do the woman's part.
Okay. I'll take the script.
All right, very good.
Oh, but Joan, you could be the man if you want.
That's okay.
No, Joan is now leaving the building.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good luck with the man who came to dinner, Joan.
And how many times have I said that to Joan in private? Joan, you can be the man if you want. I'll be the woman this time.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
All right, now who's going to be who here?
Well, I think I'm still the man.
I have the woman's script.
Do you want to be do you want to be the man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. You're the man.
Yeah. Oh, I hate February.
Why is that? I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Okay, here you go.
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
This is fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I apologize.
Ooh. All right. Now, Don will be the man?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
I have the music, Robbie.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Buzz, I hate February.
Why is that, Don?
Yeah, it's impossible.
I know.
It's impossible. They're going to have to keep the original.
I guess.
Well, there is to it.
At least we know it's not the copy.
Man, I hate February.
Why is that?
Valentine's Day.
Want a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Sounds erotic.
Yeah. Good. Well, what is it?
Sounds erotic. That's what.
What's what?
What's what?
What's what?
Absolutely.
That's right. I'm sterile.
I'm over here.
Good.
What is it?
Arms folded.
I'm ignoring the fact that you have red hair and breasts.
And I'm wearing flannel PJs.
And you know,
absolutely.
And wading boots.
Buzz?
Yes.
Why don't you just do the female parts?
All right.
Then we'll go to break.
All the female parts are just the main part of the middle there.
Do the what meat. Do
yeah, the meat of it. All right.
The meat. Go ahead.
Sounds erotic. There's this company called Sounds Erotic. They sell short, erotic stories on CD. I got a CD a month or so ago. It's got about 8 stories on it. Really
yeah,
sexy. Creeping. It's
never
creeping
mind.
Me. Really
never
sexy.
Mind, Buzz.
Let's
never
just say I haven't listened to all.
The
haven't listened to all the stories
shut
yet.
Shut up, Buzz.
I get distracted.
Thank you, Buzz.
You know what I mean?
The intruder.
Uh-huh. Know what I mean when I say distracted?
Oh, God. You took your meds today, right? You think you're like you. Yeah. How many Sudafeds
that's
today?
That's why he's diving in.
Sounds erotic.
Yeah, how many Sudafeds did you take today?
Really? I don't know, 8, 10, I lost count.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
That's right.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Friday, I'll get the drinks and I play Xbox. On Monday's show,
yes.
Let me see. Oh, Valentine's Day, Monday. We'll have something special for Valentine's Day.
Really?
We'll have an update from Jeff Tweeden, the guy who's waiting in line for Star Wars in Seattle. It's been a month.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Since we had him on the phone, and he's got a change of locations. He's had to change his venue.
All right, Don and Mike.
We'll hear about that Monday.
Good.
Oh, plus Monday. Now, what a good sport JB is. James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
He did a great job on the Super Bowl. I mean, doing all the crap that he had to do, he did a fantastic job.
He's coming on the show Monday.
Cool.
And he's going to answer the question about his fascination with the word indeed.
Well, that'll be a blast.
We'll indeed. Be dissecting the tapes of the Super Bowl. We'll be playing him all the many times he said the word indeed. And then we're going to play a game with James, with JB, to see if he can go an entire conversation without saying indeed.
I bet he's up to the challenge.
Anyway, that's Monday. Now here is, lottery winner Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. That's tonight in D.C. at 7:30 on NBC4. Around the country, check your locale listings. Access Hollywood. Hey, Billy.
Hey, when you interview James Brown, you got to talk to him about my boss here, my executive producer, used to work with him. He loves to sleep. He sleeps 20 hours a day like a bear.
JB does?
That's good.
Yeah, I interviewed him down there, and he told me, I busted his chops about it, and then all the other guys on the show started getting on him. He sleeps like 2:30 in the afternoon. If you call JB, he's in bed.
Wow.
All right, we'll tell him. All the stuff on Access Hollywood tonight, I get the list from your producer. Here's what I'm fascinated with. Kevin Federline. Federline, excuse me. The dirty white trash guy that married Brittany. You have an interview with him tonight.
No.
No, you don't?
Second part airs Tuesday. We did last night and then...
Oh.
And well, what was he like?
He's very soft-spoken, and he's kind of like, he just felt like he was, you could tell the whole time he's real nervous because he thinks everyone's got a perception out there of him, and they do.
Right.
So he was very uncomfortable and very shy. I tried to kind of ease him into it and just, you know.
Does he lay out the expletives as much as he has in certain other interviews where, you know, like he uses...
Did he drop the F-bomb a lot?
No.
Huh.
Very quiet, very sort of, you know, shy and... You know, just...
Now, in this press release that your boss sent here, it says, also, stay tuned next week when we have the only copies of the couple's honeymoon. Now, is this like a Paris Hilton tape?
You know, it's unfortunate that they're all still photos, but we have like 50 photos of all the... 75? 75, my boss is right. 75! Of his honeymoon, their honeymoon photos. The whole album.
Seriously?
I don't know how we... How do we get them?
How many days do you think it's been since he's eaten one of his own boogers? I'm not saying that like as a shock radio question.
No?
I mean, seriously, if you think it's been a week.
Well, I base it on the one interview that I read where he was dropping the F-bomb, you know, just being a total grit. And, I mean, not even cleaning it up for an interview. I mean, he just, and when you say he's soft-spoken, is he soft-spoken? Now, Billy, I know you probably can't answer.
Soft-spoken a lot of times equals stupid.
Is he soft-spoken in that dumb kind of way?
I think he's just shy. I think he's never been under the lights like this
before.
Thank you.
We understand.
There's a lot of scrutiny about his life out there and all these things. So he's just kind of, you know, he doesn't want to come off as sounding bad. And so he's really thinking about it, speaking slowly.
I understand. He's Kevin Gump.
You know, I appreciate Billy because Billy and you and I, we kind of communicate now with that read between the lines.
Yeah, totally. Right.
We'll interpret it our own way.
He's got to keep the job.
Absolutely.
But seriously, Billy. How long ago do you think it was that he ate his last booger?
I don't know. It's been 2 minutes since I did, so, I mean, come on.
All right.
Oh, man, I'm enjoying
it. And, by the way, you too.
Yeah. Listen.
Mike, all the way into work, and you know it.
Yeah, well, I'm chewing on it now.
What about his feet? Did you get a look at his feet? Because she's got dirty feet. And there are the stories that she walked into, like, a bathroom at a gas station.
Barefoot.
With barefoot.
Was he smoking a cigarette during the interview?
No, not. She wasn't. She was sitting on the railing with her dog and looking on. She's sort of in a managerial role with him. She's sort of helping his career because he wants to design men's fashion. And some of the looks that he's got laid out there in detail is pretty good.
What's he going to design, Billy? Like a wife beater? I think that's what I've seen the guy in.
You know, it's...
Hey, wife beaters are in. I mean, that's, you just gave him a good idea.
You know, his qualifications to do much of anything, you know, I mean, but anyway.
He's a stylish guy. Remember, now, this guy, he was not, like, just some bum on the street. He was a backup dancer for her. He's a very good dancer.
He was a pizza delivery boy in Fresno. Come on.
Weren't we all? Billy...
I delivered him in Newport, Rhode Island. Where did you deliver him?
You know what? Leave it to Billy Bush. That's where you would deliver pizza.
Would you consider going out socially if Kevin Federline called you up at Access Hollywood and said, you know, in his monosyllabic way while eating boogers and not washing his feet, hey, dude, I had a great time. I'm in L.A. Brittany's out of town. Let's go clubbing. Now, would you A, do it for your job? Would you B, do it because you'd like to? Or would you C, just blow him off?
A combination of A and B. I mean, you know, yeah, it'd be good to, you know, to gain his trust and to, but I also like to, you know, this is he's the original lottery winner, Don.
No,
I have to agree with you. You are right up for that.
Winner!
He married Britney Spears. The guy's, I mean, look, you know, he may be many things, but he's also, he's a stud. Look at that. I mean, come on.
No, he's not a stud, but you're right about that. Have a great weekend. It's good talking to you, Billy, and I look forward to seeing you with this Cletus on Tuesday.
That'll be a lot of fun.
I look forward to getting hammered by you on Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend, Billy.
Bye. Thank
you. There is Billy Bush.
Yeah. Billy Bush.
Yeah, he said it, though.
From Access Hollywood. He doesn't know the rules, does he? He said it.
Correct. Never been an excuse.
All right.
I'll tell you one thing. I have a 9-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old daughter. If when they get to be the dating age, a Kevin Federline walks through the door, I'm showing him the pond.
What do you mean if they get to be dating age?
I mean when they get to be dating age.
Okay, I was going
to
say, what do you
mean? When Kevin Federline walks through the door, seriously, I show him the pond.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, let's take a look at the pond. There you go.
What do you think?
You can do like Uncle Buck.
You're funny.
I've got a hatchet in the car.
You're funny because your girls are a certain age, and yes. I know it's different because I have a boy. And,
right.
But...
It's much different.
Yeah. At some point,
I'm already commiserating with fathers of daughters, of older daughters, that tell me their various little tricks and strategies. Oh. And, you know, the other rule, and I got to remember this, too, because I get this from both sides, too. You can't be too over the top, you know. But you're not in front of your daughter.
But in front of the boy?
Right.
Yeah, in front of the boy. You could do all you want to scare the crap out of him, apparently. Because that's going to work. Because that really stops guys from getting what they want.
Yeah, well, it will with me, pal, and don't you forget it.
Okay.
All right.
All I know is I'm seeing those things, the sweeps, you know.
You know, and I don't like it when you take that editorial position, Mr. Man.
Tonight on
You know, I don't like you being on the other side of that. Hey, I heard that Mike's daughters are dating a real scumbag. I was right.
No, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you driving me nuts right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to have a meltdown right now.
You can't control your daughters.
I know.
You can parent them.
Yeah, I know.
You can lead them in the right direction.
I know.
And then, you know.
But you see, I think that.
She's going to come home with a Joe occasionally.
The deal is the part-time. The part-time nature of my position will afford me misbehaviors not allowed other fathers.
All right.
I can be the quirky part-time dad, yeah. You know?
Mike?
Here you go. I got a chain I want you to look at.
Now you're wound up.
Yeah, I am. I'm wound up. Yeah, well, you get me on that subject. And you know, when I look at Federline, that's why I get so wound up about him. Because he's just this, hey, how you doing? Hey, I was a dancer. I've done that before. F in this, F in that.
Yeah. It's more where he came from.
Happens the other way, too. I mean, my son's dated a lot of nice girls, and he's dated some girls that I Frankly, I thought you'd be on a street corner.
You've never spoken of that.
Live and learn.
Well, that's because I respect my son's privacy, and I probably have said too much. You got a very nice girlfriend now, who I don't think has a chance of being on the street.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
She's great. My new girlfriend is great.
That's good.
Now, you know what?
I'm going to tell you, you're fine right there. Don't say anything more.
I wasn't gonna say anything about my kid. I was going to continue down a road with your daughters.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to talk about your own kid.
No, I was going to talk about your kid.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me say again. Stop right there.
Mike, as long as we're on kids.
Yes.
This is a great segue.
That was nice.
Tonight on 2020.
Yes.
You know, Michael Jackson loves kids.
Yes, he does.
And found out, in case you haven't heard it, this is not a joke, what Corey Feldman is going to reveal tonight on 2020. This is not a joke. Corey Feldman says when he spent a lot of time, and he's interviewed by that guy, Martin Bashir, that British guy that was famous for the Michael Jackson interviews.
Right.
Michael Jackson made Corey Feldman when they were in his bedroom, although he says they never had sexual contact.
Right.
Michael Jackson made him look at pictures of diseased genitalia.
Ew.
He says that Michael Jackson had a book of diseased genitalia on his coffee table.
Of course. Yeah, that's not all that weird.
Venereal diseases, genitalia problems. He would show Corey pictures.
I'm telling the truth now. Maybe I'm wound up. We had a book like that at the radio station, at the old radio station.
Okay,
it wasn't
Mike,
just genitalia.
Yes. We didn't show it to little girls and little boys.
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely right.
And actually, you're right, Buzz.
Did we have that at this radio station or the last one?
We had it at both.
At both radio stations?
Except it was not limited to simply sexual problems.
No.
It was all kinds of stuff.
It was skin disease,
yeah,
skin ruptures.
Yeah, I see here it was a chart.
No. This was a book of skin.
Was it a book?
Yeah, it was a book of skin disease.
It was a real book that a skin doctor sent us.
Because I remember when I started with you guys when I was 12, that Don made me look at the chart.
Yes, it was nasty.
All right, so here you go. Corey Feldman says, I was kind of grossed out by it. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Uh-huh.
If you consider it inappropriate for a man to look at a picture of naked pictures with a child that's 13 or 14, the answer is yes. I have to say, in light of recent evidence, I've changed my mind about Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And if my son was 14 or 13 and went to his apartment, and I knew that they were looking at pictures of diseased genitalia,
uh-huh,
I would probably beat his ass.
You know, I heard all about this Corey Feldman story. What was the age difference? How old was Michael Jackson when Corey Feldman was hanging out with him?
I think 13.
So Corey Feldman was 13. And
maybe even a little younger.
And Michael Jackson was how old? That's, you know, with all the
coverage. Well, he's the same age. It's got to be.
Corey's 33 now, so if Michael's
26. He'd be 26.
He'd be 26.
26.
26.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the land of the weird, right?
Yeah, right. That's tonight. So Michael Jackson is upset about that. I don't like mentioning Tom Sizemore just because he's
a creep.
Tom Sizemore. But here's a great Tom Sizemore story. The story is not that he was arrested yesterday. That happens all the time. Here's the deal. Prosecutors, and they want to thank Celebrity Justice. This will be on their TV show. They sent this over to us. Thank you, Celebrity Justice.
Okay.
They found a prosthetic penis attached to a pair of men's underpants with a plastic container filled with drug-free urine during Tom Sizemore's latest drug test.
Oh, okay.
Not a ways to beat a drug test, but what he did was get a prosthetic penis, actually put it in his pants.
So this is if he's being observed.
And then had a baggie full of wherever he got clean urine.
I'd like to have that job, be the person that's the observer.
They caught him, said it was not very lifelike, so then they threw him in. That's what the guard said.
Uh-huh.
It was obvious.
Well, it was black.
The guard said it was obvious that it wasn't real, so they threw him in jail, and then he got in front of the judge.
It's the only one I could find.
They got in front of a judge, and the judge said, okay, where are you living? And he said he's living in a garage.
Oh, wow.
Tom Sizemore.
Yeah.
Now, hey, how about Russell Crowe? I love Russell Crowe. He's been very off the radar. He doesn't do a lot. He's not been getting in fights, but listen to this. He hates Robert De Niro. He hates a lot of people.
Does he really?
But, and I like Robert De Niro. I love him, but then I don't like him.
I know.
But I kind of dig what Russell Crowe says. This is from the new GQ. I don't use my celebrity to make a living. I don't do ads for suits in Spain like Clooney, or cigarettes in Japan like Harrison Ford. On one level, people go, Where? Well, more fault to you, mate, because there's free money to be handed out.
Right.
To me, this is sacrilegious. It's a complete contradiction of the effing social contract you have with your audience. I mean, Robert De Niro is doing effing ads for American Express. Gee whiz, it's not the first time he's disappointed me. It's been happening for a while now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like that.
I don't. I think
I do.
Screw him.
Meow.
I mean, man, it's, you know, it's part of, you're a working actor. Make a living any way that you can.
No, right? Come on.
What if Russell wasn't getting $20 million a picture?
Well, he'd be doing commercials.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. You know that. But still, nobody ever calls out the great Robert De Niro. And I love Robert De Niro, but
true.
Call him out.
He's probably drunk when he did it.
Elwood, listen to this. The Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
Coming back. Just in time for Easter.
Ah.
Thank you, Mel. And, that would be Gibson, not Carmazan. Thank you, Mel.
Right.
And Mel Gibson has decided that this time around, he's taking out 5 minutes of the really gory stuff.
Oh.
So if you go see it this year for Easter, it'll be 5 minutes less gorier than it was last Easter.
Did it make like $330 million?
More than that, over $400 million. And then, okay, no need to hit the delay. You can trust me on these.
All right.
These are two feel-goods that are both related and both involve, oh boy, the body.
Okay. Mm.
The male body. The male, Michael Jackson would like pictures of the topic we're going to be discussing.
Okay.
In two stories. First, this is from Liverpool, which is right by Beetleland.
Right.
Okay, lady, 24 years old, Amanda Monte. She propositions her boyfriend, Jeffrey Jones, for some sex. He rejects her.
Ooh.
She starts to fight with him. She grabs him by the...
By the Sizemore.
She ripped the left one completely off.
Ouch.
Then, as he ran...
That's pretty violent.
And then, as he ran after her, she hit him. See if you can guess where she hit it.
Down there where we don't speak?
No, the place where her tongue lives.
Oh.
That's where she hit it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now they,
Oh, God.
The cops got involved.
Jesus.
The cops got involved, and she spit it out.
Good for her.
And he was there with the cops, bleeding, when she spit it out. And her statement to the police was, I believe that's yours.
Wow.
You think?
That's part one of the feel good.
That's a sensible Brit right there.
She sounds upset.
Now, here's part two of the feel good.
Who wants a jawbreaker?
This is also from London. Rugby, soccer over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, violent.
There's something called the Leeds Soccer Club. And I don't know, whatever the team is. The team, it's Wales. Wales is one of the teams that's playing. And the guy says, if Wales wins, which is the team that he's rooting against,
oh, yeah,
that he would cut his off.
Right.
And after they lost 11-9, he went outside and cut them off before he brought them back into the club to show all of the people in the pub.
God.
He was on medication and should not have been drinking.
Is his name J-Dubs?
There you go. Have a wonderful weekend.
Man, that was a great semi. That was a ball.
Thank you. Well, I try, Mike.
I like the good bear of stories.
You're nuts.
My God.
We'll be right back.
In a couple. Yeah, we're all kind of feeling our blood turn cold right
two.
Now.
Two and two.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Red light sticking out the back of my parachute. You got to come down here with an attitude. Acting all big and bad.
The Intruder.
And what the hell is that smell?
The Don and Mike Show.
The Intruder.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You honor me by giving me gas.
The gods of air and wind, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. DeltaVacations.com. Mike, pack your bags. It's FLA every Thursday on our show until the trips run out. Next week at South Beach, Miami.
Wow.
On Thursday. Thank you, DeltaVacations.com. And the official website of our show is Don and Mike website, DonAndMikeShow.com.
Uh-huh.
We got a hell of a racket going selling these T-shirts that we have made in China.
Oh, and, now stop it.
And then we have the Kathy Lee Sweatshop Kids. We're paying them half a cent a day. It's markup. It's nothing but profit for us.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead, blow your life savings, right. Spend it all.
All right. You're just going to insist that sales approach is going to work, but I will tell you, these are quality garments made by quality workers in quality environments.
They don't speak English. They think they're working for Adidas.
Uh-huh. I understand.
And just last night, we had, I think, three births on the floor.
Well, one of them was confused with a soccer ball.
Actually, it was two human and one goat at birth last night.
Very excited.
The Don and Mike Factory.
To all the mothers. Wonderful.
And really, on the website, there's the daily download and the audio and transcripts of the dumb stuff we say.
Exactly.
And then, as I mentioned, Chinese stuff.
Souvenirs.
Super terrific store.
Uh-huh. Super terrific happy store.
And now, the Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
All right, here we go.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget Jeopardy.
He's only got this movie out called Billion Dollar Baby.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that.
Hey, Morgan.
Million Dollar Baby.
Morgan Freeman.
It's Million Dollar Baby, and I'd just like to urge everyone to go out and see it. I see you're already playing my theme music.
Oh, too fast on that?
I'm very excited about it. I've got a dossier once again on each and every one of you.
I know you do.
I normally don't come to town with this type of a dossier, but I have the dossier today. I hope you get a chance to go out and see my movie, Million Dollar Baby, with Clint Eastwood and Hilary Swank.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like some wine. If you could arrange to have fine wine, and I'd just like to say hi to everybody. I understand the show is on fire. You're doing a great job, and kudos to each and every one of you. I always enjoy my time as I come to visit each and every one of you. You're all fine, fine workers.
You know, I don't know if you've met our new producer, Beth Ann McBride. She's a great hire.
Oh, I have, as a matter of fact. I've met your producer, Beth Ann McBride, and I've done a...
Hire.
As a matter of fact, I've done some research, or at least my staff has.
On Beth Ann?
On Beth Ann McBride. Early to bed, early to rise. Such was the life of Beth Ann McBride. The fellas on the show said they'd never seen a woman put in so many hours.
True.
Beth Ann never told anybody that she actually lived at the radio station. Why pay rent, she thought, when I can sleep by the copying machine every night where it's warm and scoot out for a 4 a.m. breakfast burrito before cleaning up with a bottle of Aquafina and changing clothes in her car. Then it would be in the door at 6 for another long workday. Yes, Beth Ann was actually homeless. She took every nickel of her paycheck to pursue her passion.
What's that?
Buying old shopping bags. Yes, Porkchop loved her bags. And as long as there was fresh drinking water in the JFK ladies' room, she was going to stay right where she was.
True. You see, it's too true about Beth Ann and shopping bags.
She likes shopping bags.
I mean, she doesn't like... necessarily like purses and stuff, although right. I've seen her carry one.
Yes.
She really enjoys going to a store, getting a nice brown
bag,
paper bag.
And saving it. And she also spends a great deal of time online. But she's doing a great job, and I say kudos to her. There's lots of people here at the radio station.
I know there are.
Yes, ask me about any of them. I can give you their dossier. It's your dealer's choice.
Fascinating.
It's your dealer's choice, because frankly, if I do so say so myself, they're all very nice. They're all very nice today.
Are they fine?
They're fine. They're just fine.
Are they fine as wine?
There's not one that's finer than the other. They're all just fine.
Well, tell me about me then. Have you done research on me?
Are you sure you want me to?
Well, now he just said pick anybody, and of course I'll pick myself.
I suppose I will. Don Geronimo.
I love the fact you're wearing a cowboy hat.
The leader of the pack. Team captain. The straw that stirred the drink. Don was an imposing figure on the radio. But outside of the radio station, Don was unaware of his growing obsession.
With what?
Playing with children.
This is not the Xbox.
Don lived to come home, have a sensible dinner, watch some TV.
Right.
and then venture off to play with his friends. Yes, due to Xbox Live, Don could no longer relate to adults in his own age group. He preferred the company of children.
Like Michael Jackson.
And he was gradually regressing into a video game fantasy of football and young boys. A fantasy that would eventually result in a total disconnect from reality.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
You gotta watch that. You've got to watch that Xbox Live. Because you're spending way too much time on it.
Online?
Why don't you take up an adult hobby like wine?
You know what I love now is that all the changes in costume. Now you're wearing that white suit that you wore in the movie Bruce Almighty.
Yes, as I played golf.
God.
It looks great.
I was the only actor available at the time, and I thought I did a fine job. And I like Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey? He's a very fine actor. He's wonderful.
What about when you were in Nurse Betty? I always liked the way you pronounced that name when you would say Betty.
Nurse Betty.
Yeah.
Nurse Betty?
Merry Christmas.
Come on. Well, I can do a variety of different dialogues. Dialects, I should say. I'm taking you to the stall. Yes? That's from Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, that's where you do like your black thing.
Yes, absolutely. I can do it all. Huh. That's why I'm such a respected actor. But I'll tell you what I'm fine at more than anything else.
What's that?
Studying each and every one of your co-workers and getting
true.
The bead on all of them.
Well, what about right there? Look at him. He's sick today, but he's still here, and right. We applaud that. Our good friend, Buzz Burbank.
Oh, my, my.
What do you have to say about me, Morgan?
Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
Buzz Burbank liked the ladies.
Of course he does.
Why, there wasn't a gal inside of 50 miles that Buzz hadn't looked over. The sex machine to all the chicks.
Buzz, Buzzy boy.
Everybody at work figured that Buzz didn't father any children because he didn't want to be tied down. He was too free a spirit. He didn't want anything slowing his freight train. But the real story was that Buzz cried himself to sleep every night.
Why?
Thinking about the fact that every lady who wanted him couldn't have him because he didn't have anything to give. A botch.
What do you mean?
A botch circumcision in a Wichita hospital in 1923.
How did you know?
I got the year right, though.
Had left Buzz horribly disfigured.
Well, give me Michael Jackson's book.
The only thing going on south of Buzz's border was a constant numb pain and an occasional bout with serious itching. Sorry, Buzz, there wouldn't be any ladies for you. And it was a careless rabbi who was to blame.
Yes.
Thank you, Buzz. Good luck to you. Your secret's out now.
Thank you, Morgan. I feel better.
How's your boss doing?
I don't know. What do you know about Don?
I'm not talking about Don. I'm talking about the big boss.
Oh.
The big boss that was replaced about a week ago by the other boss.
You mean Bill O'Reilly?
No, I'm talking about Michael Todd Hughes.
You have a dossier on him?
I have a big dossier on Michael Todd Hughes.
You gotta wait a second. I'm working with this world's slowest equipment over here.
Then I'll say it again.
I'm ready for you now.
Michael Todd Hughes.
I said, what about him?
Michael Todd Hughes was a man in trouble. Each and every day, his supervisor, Bill O'Reilly, was making him jump like a frog from one mistake to the other. And it was getting him steamed. But Michael Todd Hughes had a plan.
What was that?
A plan that would make all his detractors stop talking. That's detractors,
right?
Michael wasn't going to take his car home tonight. He was going to ride the subway. Mass transit was the real way to get in touch with the people.
Metro.
That's what he'd tell them. Then he'd go underground, wait for the subway car to pull into the station. When it got just close enough, Michael would do what he'd always wanted to. He'd throw himself in front of the speeding train. Yeah, Michael Hughes would be splattered all over the tracks. An arm here, a foot there, and even some Ben Franklin glasses sitting on the bridge of his severed nose. But by now, Michael thought, I won't have to talk to O'Reilly ever again.
Yes, Mom.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I enjoy all of this.
That's more like a vision.
Ah, I'll tell you, I'm having some fun. It's always nice to visit you. I always have such a good time drinking wine, spending time online with all of you. And I like your website, donandmikewebsite.com. I bought a jacket.
That's very nice.
Don and, said Don and Mike. Well, I got two left, and, you know, somehow it always works out this way. I got one for your guy that had some troubles today.
Oh,
and,
Joe.
Can I say something truthfully?
Please.
I heard you picking on him.
Yes.
And I find it totally offensive, because you know the truth, and everybody here knows the truth, but your listeners don't. What? And I think it's categorically unfair that you pick on that boy.
On who?
No, you're picking on that boy every day.
On Joe?
Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger?
Don't you know the truth? I'll tell it to everyone.
Please.
Joe Ardinger was dying.
Dying?
The brain disease that had reduced his IQ to 40 points was also manifesting itself in strange ways. Joe could now only tolerate barbecued chicken. It was the only thing he could keep down.
Wow.
And he ate it every day. I mean, every day. He constantly was locking his keys in his car.
Constantly? He did that one time.
And he'd nervously pick at his Rolling Stones tattoo. To the point where he made it bloody. But aside from all the simple stuff, Joe was getting dumber every day. By the time Joe would go to meet his maker, he'd have the intellect of a retarded cat. Safe journey, Joe, as your brain reduces itself to zero. Goodbye. Farewell. And I'm sorry, Tracy, baby.
Wow.
Ah, yes.
You're such a moving actor.
It was touching. Well, I'm reading all these vignettes because they're all true, and I want to thank everybody for providing me with the research that allows me to do them. Poor misguided Joe, weak of mind and soul. Well, I only have one person left, and,
I think so.
I'm afraid this might be the most traumatic story that I share with each and every one of you.
Well, here's what we have to do.
Yes.
We have to pad for about 20 seconds while the music recues.
Well, then I'd like to urge everyone to do two things.
What's that, Morgan?
Number one, I would like them to go out and buy a ticket to the finest movie of its kind, Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, the movie about euthanasia.
Yes, about the plug pulling. We all know now, I'm not revealing anything to you, but... see how gravelly my voice is in that movie.
Okay.
Who's more gravelly, me or Clint Eastwood? I was twice intimate with Jess Tandy.
Really?
Were you?
Yes, I was.
Twice.
Well, we found it necessary for the role.
Yeah.
I've come to take care of you, Miss Daisy. It's fun stuff.
What was that like? Hey, what was Miss Daisy's Daisy like?
Yeah. Nothing I like better than Miss Daisy's Daisy. It was a lot of fun.
I'm ready now with the music. And you have to have left behind the big guy, Mike, right?
No, actually, I've left Rob for last.
Oh, I forgot. Oh.
I ignored Mike.
How about that? I forgot about you, Rob.
He's going to be hurt.
I'm sorry.
There he is, laughing again. There he is.
Oh, Big Ed.
Right. Jolly old Robbie Spiewak.
That's right.
God, right. Rob. Sorry, Rob.
Rob, I don't think you're going to like this. Word was around the station that Rob had trouble with people who were different. African-Americans, Hispanics, Jews. Rob was one of those kind of folk who didn't care for different, but everybody knew it. What they didn't know was that Rob's hatred was actually an elaborate cover for the real truth.
What was that?
Rob Spiewak was black.
No.
Yes, that fella was. 100% from his head to his toe.
Good looking.
Rob liked to pretend he was white, but he was born in the Mississippi Delta to Otis and Thelma Brown. And they had the birth certificate to prove it. Yes, Rob was lying. The kind of lie that no man could live with. He was lying to himself. And one day, for Brother Robbie, the truth was going to come out. That's right, soul boy.
The Browns.
Wow.
Thelma and Otis Brown from the Mississippi Delta had a little boy, Robbie. And Sharon was just a fake mom.
No.
I'm terribly sorry, Daisy. That's all there is to it.
That explains so much.
It does. Well, I'm glad you understand now. I hope you can clean your soul out.
Thank you, MF.
Free yourself from all these terrible feelings of demons you have.
Robbie Brown.
I'm confused.
Robbie Brown.
I didn't think of that, but you did, Buzz. That's good. I'm glad you're doing it with your stump and all. And Donnie, stay away from the kids. And Joe, sorry about your brain disease. Beth Ann, I'm sorry you're homeless.
Yeah.
Michael Hughes, farewell. You're dead.
I need to tell you that they're all great. But that's the one I like the best. I was hoping as soon as Subway was brought up that somehow...
You were hoping for a suicide.
Yes.
I'm trying to include one every time I come by.
I'm always hoping for a suicide when it comes to Michael Hughes.
Michael Todd Hughes, we call that the end of the line. Yes, sir. Yeah. On the set of Betty, I pursued Renee relentlessly.
Sure.
Why not? May I have a word, Ms. Zellweger?
Let's play a little bit of Jeopardy.
Let's do.
I think we need two contestants this week.
I hope we have time.
God, I hope they're not as bad. Remember last week?
Oh, my God.
The Wichita dumbed down.
Well, you know, I believe your boy back there with the brain-eating disease. I think he's due for one in the W column.
877-365-3636. That is the toll-free number. We will take two calls right now to play the game.
That would be just fine.
Thank you. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Right, let me do
great.
It. Not exactly the same.
Don't be hating the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Don't be hating.
How you doing, Morgan Freeman?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm enjoying myself. I like spending time with young people. How are all you young people? Except for my contemporary.
I was going to say, except for the guy behind you.
Wichita, Kansas, 1923. You're a good kid, Mark. Thanks so much.
Oh,
I
that was the circumcision gone bad.
Yes, yes, very bad. But please, don't rub it in. And most importantly, Buzz, don't you rub it in.
Yes,
I'll try. Absolutely. Yes. We're having a fine time. I like playing games. Checkers, chess, Monopoly. Pictionary. Scrabble.
Stratego.
The game of life.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's life. That's the one we should do with life.
Operation. Candyland. I like them all. I truly do. Board games are my forte.
Oh.
I really do have fun playing games. Mousetrap.
And what is it that you have to roll to find out where you can go on the board?
Hungry hippos. I believe someone's brain's going to kick into overdrive, and I'll be mentioning a lot of board games. What's that, Don?
What is it that you have to put in your hand and roll sometimes?
Dice. Yes,
dice.
Except unless you've got Pop-O-Matic with trouble. The Pop-O-Matic dice.
Pop-O-Matic.
That has the dice inside the plastic bubble. I like that game, too. I always like to be red. It's my favorite color.
Huh.
I truly enjoy that. Let's play some Parcheesi. Risk.
Risk.
My God.
Would you write down risk?
Get out of here, Rob. Time to end it now.
Get out of here, Rob Brown.
Yes. Chinese checkers. Goodbye. This is Low Budget Jeopardy.
Rocky Brown.
Bobby. Yes. Son of Thelma and Otis. Yes.
From where?
From Mississippi Delta.
The Browns.
Now entering the studio is the restaurant owner from Baltimore, Maryland. Let's say hi to Yvonne Orphanitis.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
And where's your restaurant, Yvonne?
Baltimore,
wonderful. In the Greek Village?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. And now entering the studio is a salesman from Green Bay. Let's say hi to Dennis Lyon.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, folks. How you doing, Morgan?
I'm doing great. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Yvonne and Dennis.
Don't screw with LQ.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you very much. And kids, oh, there you go. Where's that? There it is. Guys...
He's still giving me games to read.
What one did he just give you?
Clue and Boggle. That boy needs some Krispy Kreme.
Dennis and Yvonne, here are your categories, kids. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. And your categories are this week on the Don and Mike Show.
That's a great category.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is a fine category.
American Idol trivia.
I don't care for it.
NASCAR, name that car sponsor.
I don't pay attention.
And mind your language.
Mind your language.
So we have this week on the Don and Mike Show.
How's your language?
Super Bowl. American Idol trivia.
Yes.
NASCAR, name that car sponsor.
Oh.
And mind your language. What happened?
I just picked off a mole.
Pain
is my game.
Yvonne, we like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Okay, give me mind your language.
Mind your language. Other than France, this is the country with the most people who speak French. Well, that's cute. I can do that, too. But, I can't do it online.
Yvonne, are you there?
There, I can do that. And
Miss Yvonne is not there. Dennis, your chance to steal.
What is Canada?
There you go.
$1 for you.
Hey, Yvonne, what happened there, honey? You have brain fart?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Language.
I'm supposed to hit a button, right?
What?
I am supposed to hit a button, right?
Oh, my God. My God, who prepped you? Is it the boy that's having the bad day?
Is that why you press the button on your cell phone?
Yes.
No, you don't press the button on the phone. You just speak up with your questions.
You just answer.
Not on
the phone. Oh, okay. All right.
You might have remembered me when I was Easy Reader on the electric company. All right.
I do.
Dennis, you're in control.
Mind your language for two, please.
Other than Germany. Hi, Rob.
Rob's B-Wack.
Other than Germany, this is the country with the most people who speak German, the most German language speakers.
What is Poland?
Negative.
Yvonne, your chance to steal.
What is Yugoslavia?
No, it's Switzerland.
And Dennis, you are still in control. And Yugoslavia was a fine country when it was in existence. All right, Dennis, select
again. Let's finish that one up for three.
Other than Mexico, this is the country with the most Spanish-speaking people.
What is Spain?
Yvonne, the chance to steal.
What is the United States?
God damn, you'd think so, Yvonne.
Yeah.
No, Colombia.
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 After shooting Electric Company, I'd go cruising for chicks with Bert and Ernie. Dennis, you're in control.
Let's go Super Bowl for one.
All right, Super Bowl. Final number of points the Patriots won the game by.
What is three?
Three, that is correct. 24-21 it was.
$1, bringing your total to two. Select again, Dennis.
Super Bowl for two.
Here you go. Score after the first half.
What is 14-14?
Negative.
Yvonne, your chance to steal.
Okay, American Idol.
No, right, Yvonne.
Damn it, Yvonne.
Push a button.
No, it's 7-7, Yvonne.
Dennis.
And you got to stay with the category until it's done, Yvonne.
And Big Bird was a whiny bastard. All right, Dennis, you're in control.
Are you talking about Howard Stern?
No, of course not. I'm talking about the real yellow one with the feathers. Come on now.
Yvonne?
Yes.
Dennis is in control.
Sorry, my bad.
It's not your fault. I believe it's Miss Yvonne. She doesn't know how to play.
I did used to love the Miss Yvonne on Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yes, Pee Wee Herman.
Boy, could I go for a glass of milk.
Quite unfortunate, that incident in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Mind your popcorn. Dennis, select again, please.
Super Bowl for three.
Okay. The halftime song that Paul McCartney sang with the choreographed fireworks.
What is Live and Let Die?
That's a good pull. Good for you, my friend.
$3 for you, Dennis. You're still in control.
They did that right during the Super Bowl. All right, Dennis, go again, please.
This week on Don and Mike for one.
Okay, first member in our has-been Hall of Fame.
Who is Adrian Zmed?
Exactly.
Well, Dennis, you're rolling now. Select again, please.
This week on Don and Mike for two.
Psychic of the Month.
Oh. There you go, Yvonne. Your chance to steal.
No, who was Rocky's mother? What was her name?
Very, very close. Wow.
Yeah.
He will not give it to you, though.
Thank you for listening to it, but you didn't remember her name is Jackie Stallone.
Jacqueline Stallone.
Jackie Stallone.
No lady looks finer in a turban. A turban and a bathtub. Dennis, you're in control.
This week on Donna Mike for three.
Age of the Woman Buzz made a sex call to yesterday.
What is 105?
Right.
$3. Excellent answer, Dennis. And now you're still in control with a commanding lead of 9.
Let's go with AI trivia for one.
Okay, we have American Idol trivia and NASCAR. Here we go. American Idol. Simon Cowell's shoe size.
What is 11?
Wow. It's like spooky good. This guy's good.
Yeah. $1. Select again, please.
Oh, don't worry, Yvonne. It's not like you're sitting on... on top of Mount Rushmore. Okay. Honey,
remember, just having fun, Yvonne.
Yvonne, you're the one that pushed the button on your telephone to buzz in. Okay. Dennis, here we go. American Idol for two. Randy Jackson's waist size.
What is 42?
Yvonne, your chance to steal.
Now say 44. What is 44?
Yvonne, that was not in the form of a question. And yeah, you were right, honey. He's a 44.
Perfect. Oh, my. She had a chance to advance.
Wow. I should have hit a button.
Dennis, you're in control.
Let's finish it up for three.
All right, Paula Abdul's bra size.
What is 38D?
What TV are you watching on?
Yvonne, your chance to steal.
What is 36C?
Oh, again, you missed it by that much. She's a 34C.
A 34C, and I've seen them.
You've seen her C's?
I've seen them as no man ever has.
Really?
And? From every angle.
They, how are they?
Disturbing.
All right. Is it like a science project gone bad?
Yeah, or gone in the wrong direction. Dennis, you're in control.
Let's go NASCAR for one.
Okay, NASCAR. Name that car's sponsor. A big Bud shootout is tomorrow night down in Daytona. Jeff Gordon.
What is Tide?
No.
Yvonne, your chance to steal.
What is Morgan Freeman?
She doesn't know NASCAR.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess at a product.
Uh-huh.
No, he either could have said Pepsi or DuPont.
And Dennis, you're in control.
Pepsi, hold on.
NASCAR for two.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
What is Budweiser?
Righto.
$2 for you, Dennis. Select again.
NASCAR for three.
Dale Jarrett.
What?
Yvonne, your chance to steal.
Here we go. What is LQ?
What is DB?
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Dumb broad.
Yes.
Dumb broad.
Very good. We have one person who will not be advancing.
Yeah. Yvonne, we're playing this music now because, frankly, that's it. You're done, honey. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Yvonne?
Yes.
We will have some parting prizes.
We'll have some entrails for you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yvonne?
Yes.
Press 1 if you accept. Yvonne?
There. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now.
My God, Dennis, thank God it's just us now.
Hey, Dennis?
Yes.
Okay, here you go, dude. Morgan, how much does he have?
He has a total of $12. He can double that to 24 if he wins the big prize.
All right, Dennis. Your category is Hoop Dreams, and here we go. Pretty easy, I think. In NBA history, the Boston Celtics have the most world championships. They have won 16. This team is second all-time with 14 NBA titles. Okay? How easy can this get? Celtics have won the most with 16. This team is second all-time with 14. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Mike O'Mara Failed Marriage Guide.
Oh.
That's right. It's a step-by-step guide. You thought I wouldn't include me,
yeah,
huh?
I didn't think so.
For everyone who falls hard but wants to land soft. Filled with Mike's best tips, like drinking till you hate, where to find the right hair color, how to dramatically change your weight up or down, pretending to care, and my favorite, finding peace in a gambling casino.
Ah.
Yes, the Michael O'Mara Marriage Guide is a must for today's modern divorcee. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you. I'd say who am I married for? Pretending to care.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Dennis, here we go, Dennis. In NBA history, the Boston Celtics have the most championships with 16. This team is second all-time with 14 NBA titles.
Who are the Lakers?
Yes, correct.
That means you double your score, Dennis.
Winner.
Congratulations.
That's right. It's a combination of Minneapolis and Los Angeles Lakers. They won 14. Dennis, thank God for you. And now watch as the IQ level in the room drops dramatically as we bring Yvonne back.
You're too flattery.
Hi, Yvonne.
How are you, Yvonne?
I'm good.
Okay, Yvonne, please don't go away mad. Just go away. And Dennis, you're the big winner. Here's Morgan Freeman. Morgan.
First of all, Yvonne, here's your prize. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's a Sounds Erotic CD 4-pack. Yes, you've heard about it on the show.
A little bit.
Short, sexy stories on CD.
The Intruder.
To quickly engage your mind and body so you can be intimate more often, Yvonne. Sounds Erotic CDs are perfect for Valentine's Day anniversaries.
birthday is. Press play to get turned on. Sound
the erotic. Intruder.
SoundsErotic.com. And Dennis, you double your score to 24. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $49 for you, Dennis Lyon.
Thank you, Dennis.
I'm
killed by your enthusiasm.
And thank you, Miss Yvonne.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Miss Yvonne, please press 4 if you had a good time.
She did. I know the phone number.
God bless you.
I enjoy that thoroughly.
Thank you. Hold on. Hold on. Have a good weekend.
Oh, that's great.
So you.
Well, what you doing this weekend? I'm going to paint the barn.
Really?
Paint the barn, go back in, wash myself up with turpentine. It's tough to get off the paint, you know, after you paint it, because it's pine. And then I'll drink some wine. That's the only bit I didn't do today. Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Morgan.
Back in 1923.
I remember it well.
Wasn't it really 1929?
29.
29 is fine.
It was a good time. A good time was had by all. Go see Million Dollar Baby.
No, don't. It's an awful movie. No.
Yes, you're right.
I love the fact that you're so open and honest about your body of work, Morgan.
Oh, I don't care for a Million Dollar Baby. I like anything I do with Ashley Judd. Oh, man.
Oh, like those Along Came a Spider movies?
Yes, those are good movies. Very mathematical, like trigonometry. Sine and cosine.
Oh, what?
I don't know. It came out of the big boy's head.
The Intruder.
Rob Brown. Son of Otis and Thelma Brown from the Mississippi Delta.
That's right.
You keep collecting those bags, Beth Ann. And Joe, get some help for that brain disease.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's too good.
That's me.
He made it up.
It's Buzz.
I'm running out of time. I got to get to the Hughes wake.
Oh, yes.
Closed casket. Actually, it's going to be in a shoebox. A subway train and all. You understand, don't you?
End of the line.
End of the line for him.
What is your lead story tonight on the news and comments, Buzz?
Tonight, welcome to the Matrix. May I see your barcode, please?
Oh, yes. Big Brother's watching.
Mm-hmm. So you understand what that tease meant. I thought it was something about Keanu Reeves.
No, I totally know what he means. We're on the same wavelength, Buzz and I.
Yeah. Since 29.
Since 1929.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, Morgan.
Yes.
That was very
professional, Miss Daisy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
98% perfect.
Right.
All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, baby. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to us tonight by Smoke Break.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Get the let out. Smoke Break Smokers.
This is good smoke.
Quit the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break is revolutionary.
Yeah.
For smokers. Get it now. You can get it now at fine retailers. Buzz.
Yes.
Uno. Memento.
Sure, come on.
And then directly to news and comments.
Directly.
But first, let's call.
Voice.
Get a good education.
Voice. Hello. Oh, no.
Oh,
not you.
God.
Where's Beth Ann?
Right here, hold on.
Thank you, Buck.
Yeah.
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Are you aware that on Monday, it's Valentine's Day?
Yes.
We've got a treat for you, Beth Ann McBride.
I know, it's kind of scaring me.
Cool.
No need to be scared.
Are you sure?
No, because you won't enjoy it if you're scared. You'll enjoy it if you relax.
On Monday.
You're not going to have anybody touch me, are you?
No. No, absolutely not. On Monday, you're going to be here in our studio, in the main studio.
Yeah.
Are you going to be watching a movie? A movie that stars. See, it's a way to tie in Black History Month and Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Very good. You're going to be watching a movie.
Right.
Starring Black porno star Country. That's his name. He spells it kind of weird.
Oh, I understand, yeah.
But his name is Country.
Phonetically.
And anyway, he's got a new film coming out.
Right.
And you're going to be watching it. And critiquing it while he's on the telephone, scene by scene with you. And Rob, it's the video from the place that says all natural.
Our buddies at Kick-Ass Home Video.
Yeah,
oh, wonderful.
That sounds like fun.
So she'll be looking at the footage.
Yeah. Not only is he quite a performer, but he's also a character because he's from Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh. Well, that should be fascinating. What better way to spend Valentine's Day?
What better way?
And you ever, I don't know how to put this, you ever...
Jungle fever?
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
No.
You ever do the right thing, as I like to say?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Right. It should be even
You don't know what you're missing.
It'll probably be more of an enlightenment.
I'll see what I'm missing, right?
Yeah, you're going to see what you're missing.
Well,
never go back.
You'll never want to be with a white guy again.
Okay.
All right, bye, B.A.
Bye-bye.
Look forward to that.
Very good.
Look forward to that awkwardness.
That'd be fun.
Should be delightful.
It'll be a good interview.
Delightful, delightful. It's the best show we've ever done.
That's Monday. Beth Ann will be watching porno while the guy who's in the film is on the telephone.
Country. Oh, he'll be on the phone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
It's not often the group Gun Owners of America agrees with the American Civil Liberties Union.
Yeah.
But they stand together on this one. They both hate this one.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself.
Gun owner.
This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
Hi.
So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Do you?
Good luck.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted yesterday to force states to issue all adults uniform electronic ID cards.
Does this mean we get uniforms?
For most of us, no. It means we get cards. For most of us, it means memory chips will be embedded in our driver's license.
I was kidding, Buzz.
The bill also... I know.
I'd like a Spider-Man uniform.
Yeah. You can have that as long as you have the card.
In the house!
The bill also requires federal employees...
What's up, dog? It's in the house!
Wild Wild West. The bill also requires federal employees to block you from boarding a train or a plane, entering a federal courthouse, or even a national park without this new ID card.
We must protect this house.
There are a few other restrictions, and the Homeland Security Department gets to make up the rest. Every card will have a digital photograph. It's not clear yet how much of your permanent record will be stored on the chip, but it would carry your complete history of moving violations. It would also carry your birth and immigration status.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
You sound great.
Thank you. I feel great.
I'm kidding. We appreciate the fact that you're here.
I feel fine. By a 100-vote margin, the lawmakers voted for what's called the Real ID Act.
Can I get the Redskins card?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, if you pay the interest. At least most of the Republicans did, at the urging of President Bush, supported this Real ID Act.
You know, I'm not a bright guy, but I'm going to tell you, this sounds like Big Brother to me.
Well, I think that's why such diverse groups like the Gun Owners of America and the ACLU stand together against this one. The lawmakers say they passed it because the 9/11 hijackers had valid driver's licenses, and that wasn't enough to keep them off the airplanes. But the Gun Owners of America and their new friends at the American Civil Liberties Union say they suspect we're giving too much of our freedom up, and they remember 9/11 too. But the children still
Buzz,
run. Yes,
you sound good.
Thank you. I feel great. But at least
what's your medication du jour today?
Let's see. I've got.
Oh, he's taking everything.
I got like a handful of ibuprofen in me for the overall body aches. So those are gone. I've got a couple of doses of Sudafed in me for the congestion. And as you can hear, it's working great.
It's probably at that stage of the show where it would be wearing off.
At Sudafed?
Possibly.
I mean...
I can't take this.
It's like taking Black Beauties.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me insane. Isn't it?
Look at him. Look how happy he is. Yeah. It's like wired.
But at least the children still run free. Wait, this just in.
Hold on. What else have you taken?
Let's see. I'm trying to. Lot of caffeine. Just a tremendous amount of caffeine in case the Sudafed didn't do it. You know.
What about the Excedrin?
Well, there's caffeine in the Excedrin, but I haven't had any of that today. Instead of taking that sort of pre-manufactured combination, I've made my own formula.
Hey, Buzz, you want to catch a drink after the show?
Oh, do I?
Does he?
But as I said, the children still run free, or perhaps not. Schools are starting to require students to wear electronic tracking badges.
Hello?
Dateline Sutter, California, a small town outside Sacramento. At the town's only elementary school, they've started giving kids radio tags like the ones livestock companies use to track inventory.
Hey, speaking of report cards, Catherine O'Mara, great second quarter. And Elizabeth O'Mara, another great quarter. Just wanted to say thank you.
Bravo.
They're probably not listening, but if they are, Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Elizabeth. Daddy loves you. There you go.
Good job. Now, the information from the school ID badges is beamed by radio waves to the teacher's handheld computer when the student walks through the door. The same systems have been tried at several schools in Japan, so parents can know exactly when their kids arrive at school and when they leave.
Again, with Japan. Listen, hello. Does anybody remember? Japan was brought up early in the show today.
Yes, it just was. A few short years ago. Never forget.
Yeah, Mike, just months ago. If you count, you know.
Months.
How many months? Less than 1,000 months ago it happened.
Absolutely.
And the Japanese parents were in favor of this, but the parents in Sutter, California were not consulted about it. It just happened one day.
I don't know which is funny. Are you saying or Dan Haggerty backing you up over here?
And some of the California parents are not pleased about the privacy violation.
662 months.
See, well under 1,000. That was just my guess.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We just passed the quarter century mark as far as months. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it could have been yesterday.
Wow. Boy, life is short, isn't it?
It sure is. Fleeting, really.
Yep. So never forget, Mike.
The principal says he hopes to add barcodes to the tags so the kids can pay for their lunches that way and check out library books. He says it'll also be handy for taking attendance. Can implants or tattoos be far behind?
Wow.
Maybe they can check out a history book.
This is like sci-fi. This is where, you know, we were talking about whether we were going to get, like, transported yesterday.
Right.
This is the kind of sci-fi. Mm-hmm. This is the Big Brother stuff. This is the stuff they're moving forward with.
Right.
And there are cameras everywhere as well.
Speaking of sci-fi, I watched, what's that great movie with the, follow-up to the great movie with the big robotic ants?
Starship Troopers?
Yeah, I watched Starship Troopers 2. Yeah.
Is Starship Troopers 2 as good in a nudity way as Starship Troopers 1?
I watched the whole movie.
I haven't seen 2.
Here's the balance. Yes, there's tons more nudity.
In 2?
Yeah, because you know that in Starship Troopers 1, they all bathe together.
Mm-hmm. Do they do that in 2 also?
Yes, they do, and they have romance. However, if you want the big robotic ants and you want the good fights and everything, forget it.
Really?
It's not as good. It's better for nudity, but worse for big robotic ants.
That's all I need to hear.
That's Starship Troopers. I like that form.
When I think about it, they were not robotic ants. They're just like giant insects.
That's right.
But they have that big spiky thing where they just impale people all the time.
The big robot. They're the big thing, but the bugs all worked as one together.
Oh, wait a minute. Is 2 where they get inside people, too?
Yes.
Yeah, and they have to, like, shut the door on somebody?
Yes, it's just not as good as
it's
the first
one. It's more alien-like than Starship. I have seen part of 2, but I came in halfway through it. There must be more nudity at the beginning.
But it's got, and I think that's primarily what I watched.
That's all I need to know.
Well, let's hope it's on this weekend.
You know what I always dig in the first Starship Troopers is the instructor who doesn't have his arm?
Yeah, the evil guy.
He's good.
He's most famous for the guy whose head blew up in the movie Scanners. That's the guy.
Here he is, the guy who had his arm blown off.
I'm the beautiful lady from Chicago.
He is good.
From Starship Troopers, Dennis Murphy.
And in the war on terror, we have again arrested one of our own. A guy who would have passed through any federal ID check. He flew for the National Guard and was a pilot for United Airlines, one of the good guys. Until he told a woman he wanted to crash a plane into Wall Street because people made easy money there. The airline had already suspended him for anger management issues.
Jesus, this was a pilot for a major airline?
He was with United. He was also with the National Guard.
Oh, my God.
He isn't with either right now. 44-year-old Robert Feniziani, I believe is his name, of San Diego, was arrested by agents from the FBI and a regional anti-terrorist unit. But the charge was lying on a military application for security clearance about whether he'd ever been arrested. He had, for a couple of misdemeanors. So after pleading not guilty, he's now free on $10,000 bond.
Hmm.
The election now underway in Saudi Arabia
is the intruder.
The election in Saudi Arabia is being called landmark because not because women are being allowed to vote. That's still forbidden.
Let me just say to that.
But
that's correct.
But still working on buying that condo in Riyadh.
Saudi women would be allowed to drive cars if one candidate gets elected.
I'm gonna have a nice cul-de-sac over there. Have like a Knot's Landing thing happening.
How you doing, boys?
Jot down this name, Suleiman Abdullah Omar Al Suleiman. Okay, you can call him Al.
Start again.
Suleiman.
S-U-L-A.
That's close enough. Suleiman.
Suleiman.
Abdullah.
A-B-D-U-L-A.
Omar.
O-M-A-R.
Al.
Al.
We'll just call him Al. And Suleiman again at the end. So it's Suleiman Abdullah Omar Suleiman.
Okay. You know, I think I'll just call him Jack.
Yeah, why not? He says...
That's a guy that works here at the station.
Hey, thank you.
Jack's a guy that works here at the station. I guarantee he could be on a flight that lasts 15 minutes. Right. He could be on a flight where there's no security check at all.
Yep.
Yet, he would get pulled out of line and he would be profiled.
How are you?
He really looks like Haji from Johnny Quest.
He got pulled out of line at a ride on the boardwalk at Ocean City.
Wow, that's scary. Well, Suleiman, or Al, says his drive to put women behind the wheel has nothing to do with women's rights. He says it has to do with foreign labor in Saudi Arabia. As Al's a businessman, and he says his country's giving up too many jobs, thousands of jobs, actually, to foreigners to be bus drivers, cab drivers, couriers, and chauffeurs.
You tell them, Suleiman, Abdullah, Omar, Al.
He says let women do that instead of hiring foreigners, but Al's idea is so hated in Saudi Arabia.
Big Al, your radio pal.
The newspapers there won't even print his campaign ad. They did print his cell phone number so Saudi men could give him a piece of their minds. Quoting Al, the women driving issue is making people nuts.
Jesus. Dear Al, great ideas. Signed on. See you at the cul-de-sac.
Big Al, your Saudi pal.
Big Saudi barbecue this weekend.
Lap dances are not so sweet when they drastically go against the very fiber of your moral and religious beliefs. And that's what some of our prisoners at Guantanamo Bay faced when it came time for them to be interrogated by female American soldiers.
The intruder.
A military investigation now underway is looking at charges these women rubbed their bodies against the men, wore skimpy clothing in front of them, said sexually suggestive things to them, and touched them in inappropriate places.
Major McBride.
Using red dye, the women told the prisoners they were being smeared with menstrual blood.
Oh, my.
In the Muslim religion, that made the men too unclean to say their prayers.
Oh, but Captain McBride.
Oh, that was a good one.
Wow. The results of the Pentagon's investigation are not out yet, but a few related documents have been released, and that's the source of this story. The Pentagon says it does not condone sexual activity, but knows that good interrogators take initiative and are a little creative. That's a quote.
Sergeant McBride, please. You're hurting me, Sergeant. You're hurting me, Sergeant McBride.
Get off my lap.
The other day, we told you about a guy who was given a press pass by the White House, and he used it to ask softball questions of the president when the questions from real reporters got too tough.
Right.
Well, he's resigned from the Republican-based website that got him the press passes because real reporters started asking questions about him.
Sure.
It turns out Republican reporter Jeff Gannon is actually Jim Guckert, and that he owns some fascinating websites for male hookers, including hotmilitarystud.com, militaryescorts.com.
Tell me, I live on these sites.
Militaryescortsm4m.com.
Uh-huh.
The White House initially wasn't returning calls asking how the guy with an alias got a White House press pass. They now are asking the question rhetorically at the White House, what is a reporter anyway?
The intruder.
And the bogus reporter's mission was uncovered at about the same time it was learned the administration was paying conservative columnists to push its domestic agenda.
Yeah, yeah. Dig a little deeper, reporters, you know? Mm-hmm. Get out of this whole Fox thing. Find out what's behind some of these guys.
My screen name is Big Joe Ardinger. If you want to see me on any of those military porn sites.
I love you in that Marine uniform.
Big Joe Ardinger.
Sergeant Joe. It looks like we're all getting AIDS tests. In a major policy change, government health officials are recommending that nearly all Americans be tested routinely for the virus, the same as we are for cancer and other diseases. For the past 20-some years, the government's focus on AIDS testing has been in big cities and among gay men and drug addicts. But a new study says this routine testing for everybody would save lives and a lot of money to make sure nearly all adults are tested. As with other diseases, early detection means early treatment. That's important now that AIDS is no longer an automatic death sentence. About a third of the million people who have the virus in this country don't know that they have it. People who are celibate or heterosexually monogamous would only be tested 3 to 5 years. And new testing methods bring the results in minutes rather than the weeks it used to take to get the results.
Let's all go out and get tested. We'll get it at the same time we have our flu shots.
Very good.
You know, I'm sitting here, you're doing that serious story.
Trying to, yes.
Yeah. And I wasn't interrupting.
No. I'm having my own struggles.
Yeah. And, yeah. And this is all I could come up with about
the first message is, hey, Rob, Robert the Mailman.
I mean, he's got nothing to do with the story.
Well, you know, that's what I call a home run.
That is a home run.
Yeah, you got your wings.
And a bell ring.
Across the country, 1,200 people, meanwhile, have come down with a new mystery illness. I don't want to alarm anyone.
You sound great, Buzz.
Thank you. I feel great.
You sound great.
I might have the new mystery illness. I'm not sure. Doctors don't know much about it. They think it might be related to the Lyme disease carried by deer ticks. The symptoms are lesions that start out as itchy, round bumps. Then the bizarre string-like fibers appear.
What? It's like you're looking in a mirror, Buzz.
The victims get tired and achy with flu-like symptoms that make all of their joints painful.
Yeah.
At first, the new illness was written off as psychosomatic, but now doctors are starting to pay attention, especially in the San Francisco Bay Area, where 150 people now have the strange illness.
Well,
okay.
Okay, come on.
1,200 people nationwide.
We say we're dumb, we're not stupid, Buzz, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, we get innuendo, which is a whole other thing about innuendo.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Virginia lawmakers have dropped their droopy drawers, Bill. I'll tell you how that law almost came to be and why it didn't when we come back.
Okay, I'll ask you some more questions. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right,
wow.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. There he is now, the walking wounded Buzz. I'm very happy that you're with us, even though you're dying.
No, I'm happy to be here. I wouldn't die anywhere else.
No more trips to San Francisco.
I promise on Monday we'll do the show for you. What a great guy Buzz was.
Absolutely.
I wish I could.
How many segments?
One segment.
Very good.
One segment. And then we introduce David Haynes.
The intruder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for as long as that lasts.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
It started.
Sounds like this morning in the bathroom.
Or right now in the newsroom.
It started in a barber shop. The bill that passed the Virginia House the other day imposing a $50 fine if your underwear shows above your pants. A Democratic African-American lawmaker from a small town sponsored the bill after he and the other guys down at the barbershop grumbled about the fashion trend.
Barbershop.
But with a great harumph, other lawmakers agreed and the bill went on to the Senate.
What are they trimming?
Where it was met with great embarrassment.
America!
this is Bernie Mac again?
Bernie Mac! Mm-hmm. I was not in barbershop America!
No.
Baby girl! Baby, America, this is America, you understand me, America. Baby girl can't be treating me like this, America.
You like the Bernie Mac always.
I love the Bernie Mac. I do. I will go home and have a drink tonight.
And watch the Bernie Mac.
There are always two Bernie Macs on Friday night.
Very cool.
America. America, you gotta be with me on this, America. I love that.
He was talking right to the camera.
Yeah. He was not in barbershop.
He's good, though. That was Cedric in barbershop, right?
Well, yeah.
One lawmaker called this bill about the low-riding pants a distraction. Another, using language that proves he's down with the homies, said, and I quote, "I find that an indignation which dampens my humor."
See, I didn't even say that all black guys look the same.
So, good for you.
Thank you.
You're coming right along.
The intruder.
That would have been a bad joke.
So, hitherto and hereforth, the word jockey may continue to appear above the waistline of thy pants in Virginia.
America, I don't look anything like Cedric.
Not at my house if Kevin Federline shows up.
A lawmaker in Iowa, meanwhile, wants to put a stop to those spinning hubcaps. He says they're dangerous. He says spinners...
Oh, come on. Shut up.
Hear the old coot out. He says spinners make it hard to tell if a car is stopped or still moving.
Oh, geez, that is an old theme thing.
Oh, man.
He's moving.
Listen. The council bluffs Republican.
Hold on.
It's not a rhetorical question.
No.
Are you retarded?
The council bluffs Republican says he was nearly in an accident because of this optical illusion.
Oh, are you retarded?
So he wants to make
it... It's not a rhetorical question.
Are you retarded?
Wants to make it a ticketable offense. Quoting a guy at the Big O Tire Store in Altoona, "If you can't tell a car's not moving and you start going, maybe you shouldn't have a driver's license."
Absolutely.
But lawmaker Doug Stroike is undaunted. Quoting him, "I've talked to my fellow legislators and haven't had anybody tell me I'm out of my mind."
Yeah, that's because they're being polite, you moron.
Or they're afraid of you, Doug.
I love the spinners, especially when they were with Dionne Warwick.
Oh, hand me down my walking cane.
Rubber band man.
Rubber band man.
Sure.
Mighty Love.
There's another...
Could it be I'm falling in love?
Oh, that's a good
one. Buzz?
Yes. I'm falling in love.
Those games people play.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want me, I'll be around.
Oh, man, you know them.
It's a one-of-a-kind love affair.
Yeah. Oh, those are great songs.
Thank you.
Who's the last big hit?
Well, the first was It's a Shame.
Right.
Uh-huh. And the last one, I think, was working my way back to you. Maybe the crappy remake of Cupid.
Yeah, Cupid, I think.
That was it for
the
spinners.
Cupid was the last one.
There's another odd trend underway in schools to get the kids quiet when they get too noisy. In Idaho, one...
Be like, quiet, Johnny.
Like that. In Idaho, one elementary school has a traffic light in the cafeteria. When the light is green, noise is under control.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question.
Really, are you retarded? Now, you buzz these idiots with these stories.
When the light is yellow, you're on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli. And when the traffic light is red, the overhead lights in the cafeteria go out.
When the traffic light is yellow, you're in luck.
Now, all right, you put that
I
in.
I said urine. With yellow.
Yes,
you have that. Yeah.
We got it.
U-R-I-N-E, luck.
You have that in the cafeteria in the first day. I'm in my high school cafeteria. I'm trying to make the lights go out.
Oh, exactly.
Really? You're in trouble.
When the kids are quiet enough again, of course, the traffic signal returns to green. The strange thing is, the real problem in the cafeteria is the acoustics. High ceilings, hard walls, tiled floors. It's just one of those noisy rooms. But the kids are being subjected to this Pavlovian experiment anyway. Some of them, as you said, Mike, enjoy it. Some of them talk louder just to make the light turn red. Kids are funny that way.
Yeah, it's like the cab center. That thing up in the corner of the cab center that you try to get over 100.
Oh, nor. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're in trouble.
Urine.
U-R-I-N-E, trouble.
Or, you know, you're just at a table and somebody wants you to eat something and they pass it to you and say, that's urine.
The kids, my father used to do that.
God bless you, Dad.
Put yours in urine.
The kids who make the light red have to write, I will not talk during lights out as punishment. They have to write that 50 times.
It's like Bart Simpson writing on the
Exactly. The light was purchased and is available for other schools through school supply catalogs.
God.
We've heard of one school that just uses a custodian with a whistle whenever it gets too noisy.
That's the way you do it. There you have teachers. That's what we used to have. Teachers would walk up and down the hallways.
Did you ever have to do repetitive writing for punishment?
Yeah.
You know, I got in really bad trouble in fourth grade because I got it so often that I would do them in advance.
Wow.
And one time, they said, I need 50 times from you. I will exercise better self-control. And I just handed it to her. Oh, she was not pleased.
Oh, man.
The little egghead.
What self-control could you not exercise?
Rob was wetting his pants.
Yeah. Well, that's partially right.
Buzz thinks it was something else.
Yeah. Exactly.
What grade was that, Rob? What grade was that?
I was always a quick study.
That was his senior year at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Graduate school.
I always exercise self-control.
Well, if the yellow wall...
She's so pretty.
This teacher's so good-looking.
Robbie Brown. Robbie Brown.
Yes, son of Thelma and Otis.
Now, right on the board 50 times, I will make the red light go on.
There you go.
Well, we were also speaking of yellow, and if the yellow Walmart smiley face, if it had a chest, he'd be beating it, but he has the chief executive of the retail giant to do it for him. He wants us to know, the CEO at Walmart...
Sound effect, beating the chest.
Like that. Walmart's CEO wants us to know that the company's growth strategy is to, quote, be everywhere we're not.
The intruder.
He says he's not going to let any workers' unions get in his way. H. Lee Scott Jr. tells the Washington Post that he just closed a Canadian store after its employees voted to form a union. Walmart's refusal to negotiate with the union put 190 people out of work, but it kept unions out of the chain. The Quebec union would have been the first. And he hopes to keep the stores, all of them, anti-union, even as they creep into towns like New York, Washington, and Los Angeles.
Do you realize how cheap I get Post-it notes at Walmart? Mm-hmm. I know I get...
Beat the price.
I know I get everything cheap because they step on people the whole way up there. Out front of me, I'm the consumer.
Well, that's right.
You know, I can pay $5 at Staples or I can pay $2.50 at Walmart.
You know, you sleep well on that.
I will, Mr. Target. I got no problem with it.
Target a union shop? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
I love their plastic glasses, though.
Yeah. Finally,
isn't that funny? Is that one of them thingies?
What?
Plastic glasses? Isn't that like military?
An oxymoron.
Oxymoron.
Gumbo shrimp. All right. Hey, how about that, Joe?
What?
Finally, crooks are still stupid.
Did you make these up?
No, this is one true story.
Okay.
After 15 bank robberies in Suffolk and New York's Nassau County, police have finally caught up with Bad Bart. 43-year-old Bart Thomas.
Do you have to bring my son into this?
Not your son. This is 43-year-old Bart Thomas of Long Island.
Oh, grown up Bart.
He's actually nicknamed Thomas the Spelling Bee Bandit because of his delightfully stupid hold-up notes. One time, his note seemed more threatening than it was. When Tom wrote, no die, he didn't mean no D-I-E. He meant no D-Y-E die packs in the money. Another time, he spelled robbery, R-O-B-R-Y.
Joe.
Yes?
Robbery?
Yes. Despite his 15 successes, Tom is not the brightest bulb on the tree. Police caught him in the vehicle he used as his getaway car, the truck he borrowed from his construction job. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes,
no!
Yes, Mike, yes, that's it.
No.
We gotta go. We'll be back in less than 72 hours.
How's about that?
Monday. We'll be back on Monday. You heard that, Buzz.
I did.
No one else heard that.
That's right.
We gotta go. Robin Fezzer next. Have a great, safe weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. See you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hope you get well. Have a good day. Good weekend.
Good day to you, sir.
You, sir. And you.
I got a question. Are you gonna have a drink?
Drive safely, my sweet.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.